this, a call rang out across the land.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the champions of political professional wrestling, the American Adversaries.
I'm a flag waving patriotic nephew of my Uncle Sam, a rough riding, fighting Yankee man. I love mom and apple pie and the freedoms that we all enjoy across this beautiful land. I've worked hard and I'd fight hard for the old red, white, and blue, and I'll die a whole lot harder if it comes to where I have to. I'm a black waving patriotic nephew of my Uncle Sam, a rough riding, fighting Yankee man. And when I see old glory waving, I think of all the brave men that have fought and died for what is right and wrong. And when I see old glory burning, my blood begins to churning, and I could do some fighting of my own. I don't believe in violence, I'm a God-fearing man, but I'd stand up for my country just as long as I could stand, 'cause I'm a flag-waving patriotic nephew of my Uncle Sam, a rough-riding, fighting Yankee man.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the American Adversaries Sunday evening 3-hour classic tour. Tonight, a special edition as we pay tribute to our veterans. Of course, Wednesday is Veterans Day, November the 11th. So I hope that you will be remembering all of our veterans in a very special way that day. Of course, I hope you remember them all every day. And many of you are veterans, and we salute you. Our hats off to you. And we are so, so very, very proud of you. And we are so very, very, very thankful for you. And thank you for listening, folks. That's right. You got us here. We're live until 8 o'clock tonight. And don't forget, that's just the beginning of 6 hours of great live radio here every Sunday evening, because when we go out, the Arms Room Radio comes in, and Mark Walters will take you live until 11 o'clock. In the meantime, we are coming to you from the Mercury Free Broadcasting Studio, and please do not forget, for the very best in Mercury Free dental care, health center dentistry, and general dentistry, call my dentist, Dr. James E. Hardy, at 407-678-3399, and he will fix up them choppers like never before. And don't forget to ask him about his great book, Mercury Free. I'll be in the chair this week getting my pearlies polished up and getting ready for the upcoming GOP summit, which
right around the corner.
That's right, which we will be talking about a little bit tonight, but it is next weekend and we will be there. In the meantime, we are here, you are there. You can be a part of what we are doing here by simply picking up that phone and giving us a call at 407-774-8255, and do not keep it very far away because we will be doing our traditional Who Said That contest tonight. Jeff Sinis is on the bridge. I am Christopher Hart. And that other voice you heard was, of course, General Lucas Paris himself, who has the scope up and running. Tell him about it there, General.
Go to YouTube.com, type in Adversaries TV, one word, and you will find our channel. Click on it. Newest videos are at the top, older ones in descending order. Come to Periscope Depth with El General and the excellence of elocution, Christopher Hart.
All right. Thank you so much. Okay. As I said, it's going to be a special Veterans Day edition of the American Adversaries, as I kind of like to do on these type of occasions. We'll be using the words of others because I find my words and my vocabulary inadequate to pay the proper respect, if you will, to our veterans. So we'll be using the words tonight of Boone Cutler out of his book, Voodoo in Solder City. We'll also be using the words of Chris Kyle who, of course, was the American Sniper out of his book, American Sniper. And we'll also be using the words of our very own Colonel Danny McKnight out of his book, Streets of Mogadishu. And I tried to pick words all that where they, in particular, address veterans and veterans in a way that I couldn't. So we'll be doing that tonight. And once again, if you have thoughts, we certainly want to hear them on Veterans Day or any topic that we be discussing tonight. And Sunny, our California gorgeous lady of wrestling, will be with us tonight. And she's, of course, has some special thoughts on Veterans Day. I believe her father was a veteran. And we have Ronald Reagan, Veterans Day speech from November 11th, 1988. So we'll be doing that at the bottom of this hour. Carl can't join us today, and I figured, well, I know somebody who can fill in for Carl, fill those big shoes of his.
Oh, Lord.
And, of course, that'd be the old Gipper himself. So we got a big one lined up for you tonight. Real quickly, though, the candidates all will be in town Friday or Saturday. I forget who all is going to be here Friday, but it's going to be Rubio, Cruz, Bush, Trump, and Carson, and I believe, and Huckabee, I think. And the rest of the candidates will be here Saturday. They're going to be at the Rosen Shingle Creek down there kind of by the Beeline Expressway. And, yes, I still call it the Beeline. I'm never going to call it the Beach Line. All right. Anyway, the event is open to the public. But you do have to buy tickets. There are no free tickets to this thing. And they aren't cheap, but they are available. And you can get them at am660theanswer.com, am660theanswer.com. You click on there, and you can get some tickets. And evidently they have various price tickets. And since I couldn't even begin to afford one, I won't even check what they are. Actually, I think they start about $200 and go up from there, so each. And that's for, I believe, one day. But you can go once again to am660theanswer.com to find out exactly. We'll be there on Radio Row. We'll be doing the American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime Show live from the summit Friday evening. And, of course, we're working very hard to try to line up interviews with all of the candidates. We're reaching out to all of the candidates, and we shall see who is up to taking on the American adversaries, so to speak. But it should be very interesting nonetheless, and we'll be right there to hear what the candidates say, see what the reaction to them is, and we will report that to you as efficiently and accurately as possible. All right, before we really get rolling along here, did you see Trump bust a move last night? I think that's going to be the moment that is most remembered from his second time hosting Saturday Night Live. In case you didn't see it, did you see it, Lucas?
I missed it, sadly, but I heard about it. So.
Well, I tell you, the reviews are mixed, but I must say it's not so much Trump, but the script writers for these skits on Saturday Night Live, since the early days, I just thought they've really lost their edge a long time ago. They try too hard to be, I don't know. But the opening monologue with Trump was good. They had Larry David there off the side of the stage who I'm getting a call from Pasquale. I better take this. Just indulge me here for just a moment, folks. Hold on a second. Wait a minute. Hey, Pasquale, how you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing pretty good. I'm on the radio. Talk to the folks.
Oh, you on the radio ready?
Yes, I am.
I was trying to bring you a pizza.
Well, don't let that stop you. Bake that thing up and bring it all down here.
Okay, so I was asking if you're ready there or not.
We're here and we're hungry.
We'd love to have you and the pizza.
I want the guys to say you're starving every Sunday, and otherwise you lose some weight, so I got to bring you some pizza.
That's right. You can bring it on down here. We'll eat it.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Pasquale. All right. We'll see you in a few. All right. Thank God for small miracles, huh, Lucas? All right. Pasquale Barba, of course, is a sponsor of our show. And 1 week from tomorrow, we will be doing a pizza eating contest.
Oh, yeah.
At his restaurant. We can talk about that with him a little bit tonight when he gets here. And of course, you are all invited, and you're all invited to come on down, and we will get. We'll have a whole lot. Sorry, I'm just reading a couple of things here at the same time. In the words
that's
of
amore.
It's amore. That's amore. That's from our very own Jeff. Jeff, I like.
Yeah, actually,
pizza.
It's some words of
Enzo
Jeff? Amore. How you doing?
I meant, but the note was from you. But yeah, definitely. But. What was I talking about before that?
Oh, God, I lost my train of thought on that whole thing, too.
Oh, no,
you were talking about...
Trump busting the move
on
Saturday Night Live last night and saying, you know, the skit writers, if it wasn't funny, don't blame Trump. It was the skit writers. But Trump's opening monologue was pretty cool. Larry David was off the side. And in case you don't know, prior to the event last night, one of these Latino organizations put out a $5,000 bounty, if you will, that if someone in the studio audience would, during the live, which is a live broadcast, I assume they have a delay, you know, in case something, you know, is said that shouldn't be said, they can scrub it out. But evidently, they had a $5,000 bounty if someone would yell out, "Trump is a racist," during the broadcast. Well, lo and behold, as Trump's doing his opening monologue, and he's got two Trump impersonators with him, one from the past and the guy that's doing it now. And he was talking about how he's so much better and good-looking than they are, and all of a sudden you hear this, "Trump is a racist!" And he goes, "What the hell? Who is that?" And he looks over to his right, and he goes, "Oh, it's Larry David." And, of course, Larry David, the creator of Seinfeld, the one who is just a identical twin to Bernie Sanders when they dress him up and use him in that method, but he said, "Why'd you say that?" And he said, "Because somebody said they'd pay me $5,000 to do it." So evidently, the organization has now said they're going to give Larry David the $5,000, and he can give it to charity or whatever, which is cool. That's fine.
It'd be funny if he donated it to Trump.
Can't do a campaign. That'd be great, wouldn't it? That talk about poetic justice, man. But. Nonetheless, Larry David's a big liberal. I mean, he's the, and if you caught the end of Saturday Night Live, when the cast all comes out onto the stage to say basically goodnight and wave goodbye to everybody, and they close out the show, as soon as they went off mic, Larry David was standing next to Trump. As soon as he could, Larry David kind of got away from Trump. It was interesting to see him kind of peel off as quick as possible as the rest of the cast, and we're all kind of coming around saying, you know, congratulations and patting each other on the back and whatever. But the moment that will be remembered is Trump dancing to... Now, I've never heard, you know, I'm not up on hip-hop, but evidently there's a hip-hop guy out there named Drake.
Yeah.
You're familiar with Drake?
Not super familiar. It's
but
not
there
the
is a guy
genre
named,
I listen
okay,
to. Yeah, but, you know, yeah, there's a guy called Drake, yeah.
Right. And by the way, what is it with, who is the female artist? Siri or something like that? She comes out and she's like wearing a mop on her face, down to her nose. You could only see her lips as she sang. It was this. I mean, it was a weird kind of wig, but it looked more like a mop. And half
she
of it,
had it
looked,
on her head.
Half was black, half was white, and she had this. And I don't know what this was supposed to be, but some woman doing some sort of choreographed weird. I suppose they call it dance. I would call it just spasms.
It was interpretive, Chris.
I mean, the woman can sing, but man, the show to go along with it—they need to work on that. We'll be right back. The show, folks. Once again, thanks for being with us on this. But we're finally appearing to get a little bit of autumn weather, so we'll call it an autumn Sunday eve here as we approach Veterans Day, which once again is this coming Thursday. So I hope you will help us celebrate it in fine fashion and respectful fashion. And we're going to start off Veterans Day week with a special Veterans Day program. And I will be reading from several books tonight. And we will also have the words of Ronald Reagan as he spoke on Veterans Day in 1988. In the meantime, yeah, Trump busted the move on last night, says Saturday Night Live, and evidently that's the part that went viral, and he was pretty good. I mean, it was he was dancing and doing this weird stuff, and he had, like, glasses on, and at one point he said, I think he sort of sang, "I used to sing," or something like that. It was pretty cute. It was cute. A couple of the skits were, I don't know where these comedy writers come from, but they need to go back there and get some more schooling. But
right.
nonetheless, it was a pretty good Saturday Night Live, and it'd be interesting to see the ratings. The overnight ratings look, how should he say, huge, excellent, great, and we shall see if they topped the prior top rating, which was 12.5 million viewers in 2004, I think it is. Nick found this out for us on Friday, and that was Betty White. Betty White had the biggest draw before perhaps last night.
So, Betty White does command a pretty good audience. I mean, they've even had her on the WWE Raw once.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. As, of course, Trump's been on there a number of times.
Trump loves wrestling.
Yeah, absolutely. And his daughter, Ivanka, was on there with him as well. And so it was a bit of a family affair last night. And but it was all done in fun, and it was in good taste. And according to Trump this morning, the writers had come up with a bit where they were going to sort of pile on, if you want to call it that, Ben Carson and his troubles here most recently with some people disputing some of the things that he's written in his books. But Trump said, no, we're not going to do that. I don't want to do that. That's not what this is all about. So, people are speculating. It was interesting to hear one of the talking heads this morning question whether this is something a president should do, someone running for president should do. And, of course, this person's probably a big fan of Hillary Clinton, right? And how was it? 3 weeks ago, she was on there. Now, she wasn't the host, but she was on Saturday Night Live. She was a part of the skits. She was a part of the butt of the jokes. Mm-hmm. So, come on. I mean, let's get over this stuff. I mean, this is ridiculous. Trump is doing what Trump does, and that is make best use of his skills and, shall we say, manipulating the media.
He has confidence to step into the lions. Dan, and I think that's what a lot of people are seeing. You know, I'm willing to go on SNL, even though they've slammed me. I'm willing to go on Jimmy Fallon. I mean, the man will go anywhere.
And I'll say this about him. He looked like Trump. I mean, he looked presidential. He didn't look like, some stooge or something. They did not make a stooge out of him last night. Even the dance thing was, like I said, that is going to endear him, shall we say, to more people than not.
Mm-hmm.
So, and as I said, it's gone viral, and that's the intention of these whole things. And if it makes him look more likable and more human or whatever you want to say it, more power to him. And he certainly, in my opinion, he pulled it off last night. And because he was right at home. I mean, on television, in front of cameras, that's right where, at home where he's at.
He's not afraid of that camera, no.
And that's something that he has very much in common with the man who's going to deliver his Veterans Day speech from 1988 on our show later on, and that's Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan was not afraid of the camera.
No.
He knew exactly how he looked in front of a camera. He knew his best side. He knew his worst side. And he knew how to always get his best side on.
He was an ex-actor.
He was.
He knew exactly the poise to have in front of a camera and how to deliver.
You know, when I think of these candidates, and the more and more I think of all of these candidates, both parties, but especially, of course, the Republicans, the one who is most like Ronald Reagan is
Trump.
Donald Trump. He is in so many ways, right? Even Reagan was a Democrat before he was a Republican. So come on, let's get with it here in terms of recognizing that Trump has got everything that it takes to be a good president, as do a couple of the other candidates. I believe that Ted Cruz has everything that it takes to be a good president. Believe it or not, I also think that Mike Huckabee has everything. Now, I know he raised taxes in Arkansas and stuff, but running the country is different than running Arkansas, and I think he gets it on that level. Do I think he's got a snowball's chance in hell of getting the nomination? No. But I think he would be a much better president than Jeb Bush, John Kasich, Carly Fiorina. He'd be a better president than Ben Carson. Now, Ben Carson, once again, I think would make a great vice president. But he does not have, let's just say, he's not quite there yet. Now, he's got all of the talents and the ability, so I don't want to say he doesn't have that. But they're not quite honed enough yet. He's sort of like a diamond in the rough. And he's getting honed a little bit right now. And I think a lot of it's much ado about nothing. But there are certainly, when you write facts that are sort of life-changing facts and people question them, and if you don't have any proof, of course, it makes you look, it brings your credibility into question here. And this is what the media is trying to do. And Trump is being, I must say, very careful about all of this. He's saying, hey, look, this is there. But he's not going after Carson like he's gone after these other guys. I think he understands that Ben Carson has endeared himself to a lot of people in a way that the other candidates are, frankly, incapable of doing. And so he respects that. He's smart enough to respect that. Nonetheless, Ben Carson is a rival of his. And he understands that, too. And at the end of the day, it is his job to defeat all of the other candidates. And he does, and he says constantly that he likes Ben Carson. I think he would like to have Ben Carson on the ticket with him. And I don't doubt that he has that the thought has crossed his mind. But Ben is finding out that. And Barack Obama wasn't scrutinized in this fashion, but you knew you were going to be, right? And if you didn't, well, then you were being a bit naive. But nonetheless, I think Ben will come through this. At the end of the day, these are, minor things in comparison to, for instance, Hillary Clinton. If you wanted to say he was exaggerating things, well, my God, look at what Hillary Clinton has been allowed to get away with. Come on, give me a break here, right? Right? In essence, he was saying he was a troubled youth until he found God, and then he was troubled no more. Ain't that enough? I mean, that's the idea here. And it's the man that he is today and the man that he has become. And I don't doubt that he was in scuffles when he was a young person. He would have to have lived a very sheltered life not to have been. But perhaps they didn't. I don't know. But at the end of the day, if they would just one time give this type of treatment to Hillary Clinton, boy, wouldn't we all be thrilled and thank Christmas had come early that year. All right, let's go to JJ. JJ, thanks for being out there.
Hey, Chris, listen, I was just listening to your opening there about Trump. I didn't get to see it last night, but, I have mixed feelings about Trump.
You and a lot of people do, and I understand that.
Yeah, and I do too. I mean, I understand. I was talking to a friend of mine about it this morning, but he's like Ronald Reagan in that he's not afraid to try in front of the camera and all that. But, and unlike Ronald Reagan, I guess Ronald Reagan ran a state, so I guess they have that in common, being able to have executive experience. But where he departs, I wish sometimes he gets petty and immature sounding, some of his attacks against even Carson. It doesn't come to mind now, but I've heard him say a few things and I thought, oh gosh, you didn't need to say that. He just sometimes he doesn't have the humility factor, the self-deprecating, Ronald Reagan had a humility about him that, it wasn't that he was dumb or some people look down on humility, but he had the wisdom with it. He was smart and wise. And I just wish that he would get a little more class, meaning Trump, yeah. and a little more humility, because he does have a lot going for him, and it's great. And a lot of that's a lot of reason why a lot of people like him, that he's not beholden to anybody. But I just wish he doesn't need to get down that, you know, I want a fighter, yes, but not to the point where he starts sounding like a little adolescent boy.
Certainly, you know, that is a valid concern.
I just worry about him.
I think that's the point
where he ticks people off to where they're
right. But you have to understand, and this is something that I think Trump understands, the Democrats understand this, but they may not say it the same way as I do. And you've heard me say it repeatedly over and over and over again. Politics is like professional wrestling. That is not to make fun of it. That is a reality. And if you do not deal with that reality in that world, you will lose more often than you win. And he's playing in that world. And in that world, those things work. And it's, you know, we may sit back and say, well, it's unfortunate or it shouldn't be that way. But the fact of the matter is that it is. And what he is doing is he is showing everybody that I can play in this world, and I can be mean, and I can be rough, and I can do whatever it takes to win in this world. Now, what do you want to do about it?
And I know. I just wish it wouldn't get so personal sometimes.
Well, but politics.
People can't always tell what they look like.
Yeah. Well.
Kind of thing,
hey. But I know, JJ. But this has been the history of our country since way back, right? Aaron Burr and the feuds and the.
Hey, folks. This is pro wrestler and WWE Hall of Famer Hacksaw Jim Duggan, and I listen to the American Adversaries. Tough guy.
All right, welcome back to the show, folks. That's right, you got the American Adversaries. Pardon me while I put my headphones on here. Pasquale Barba has entered the studio. He's in here with us tonight, and he delivered the pizza. He delivered the pie. Pasquale, thanks for bringing it in.
You're welcome.
So we're getting ready to have our pizza eating contest a week from tomorrow, Cafe Positano.
I can't wait for that.
Your brother said he's going to be nowhere near there that night. He doesn't want to have to make that many pizzas.
No, he said he takes a day off.
He takes a day off. Huh? By the way, folks, of course, you are invited to the pizza eating contest. It will be a week from tomorrow. We'll be doing a live remote broadcast. Of course, we'll be calling the contest during the broadcast. Mike McBath will do a play-by-play like we did last time. And you're all invited to come on out. There's no cover charge, but it's going to be a whole lot of fun and a whole lot of pizza and spaghetti and all kinds of great Italian food to eat. And if you'd like to make a reservation, call them at 407-774-8080. That's Cafe Positano. And you can make a reservation there any day for any occasion, by the way. And they do also have fine dining room, which can substitute as a banquet or party room. So 407-774-8080, it once again, is the phone number. And Pasquale is not only a great chef and entrepreneur and restaurateur, he's also a great artist. And he's done a lot of the artworks there. And he is a great patriot and a great admirer of our veterans and first responders. You have especially two artworks there that I always point out and admire when I bring somebody new there. And that is the artwork for the 9/11 tribute, the one that you did of the collage with the pictures of the firemen, and then the one of the flag. Tell the folks what I'm talking about, if you would.
Well, it's a big, big painting I made with between collage and painting mixed together.
And the one is you have all the pictures of the firemen who died.
Yes, I found some newspaper I was collect for over the years. I mean, this painting I did already maybe 7 years ago, I think. But it took me 2-3 years to collect a newspaper, magazine. So, and I took just important picture. I think it will work for me, and I caught everyone. And I put on the floor everyone to see how I got to put everything together. And then I put on a frame and I glue and then I put some painting on top. So when you look, 3/4 collage and then 1/4 painting. And then on top of the picture I paint also. You still can see through.
Yeah, but it's a beautiful work, and it's a great tribute to our found, well, our first responders
and, you talk
and our nation.
Times with you, like
yeah, we've taken it to events. We did a tunnel to tower run. We took it there, and people were everyone was coming up and standing next to it and having their photograph taken of themselves
and
in that
the
picture.
The high offer somebody when it was a couple of years ago, he said, "You want to sell?" And I said, "No." And he said, "What if I give you $7,000?" I mean, that's a very good offer, but when I made the painting, it was about, I mean, collage and painting together. I not made it to sell. I made it to have in a restaurant for a little bit of the times, and then one day so I want to donate to a museum.
Okay, a museum, yeah.
So, in reality, if somebody come and say, oh, I'll give you $1 million, I mean, already I said no. I mean, yeah, $1 million, it's $1 million, but I would feel bad for all these people that die. So still I want one day if you go in a museum, you know.
Yes.
Maybe you, me, we'll be 100 years old and we die. But for the new generation, at least they see something about September 11.
Right, right. And, of course, it should never be forgotten. And that...
But that's the problem in this country.
Yeah.
We forget too quickly.
Indeed, we do.
Yeah, we do.
And our youth... Many of them were moved, so moved by that day, that event, that they joined the military. Both my nephews joined the military because of 9/11. One of them spent 10 years in. He did 3 tours of duties in Afghanistan or Iraq. And he's now out. My other nephew is still in there. And he's in the medical corps, and we're so very proud of them. But they became members of the military, as did many thousands of other brave Americans, because of that day.
Mm-hmm.
And so many of us do kind of forget. You know, we get so involved in the rest of our lives, we forget that day. We forget how many thousands of our young women and men sacrificed their lives and their livelihoods.
I want to make a small example. Maybe it's dumb, what I have to say, but that will make sense.
Okay.
If we look at the First War and Second War, we have in Italy independent war and so far, we can go thousand years was war, okay? And this war, for some reason... The First War, the Second War, and then Hitler. Everybody talk about Hitler.
Yeah.
But for some reason, in our own country, happened something dramatically, like in 3 minutes, kill over 3,000 people, put the building down. It's the symbol of the United States. It's like somebody come here and talk the flag away for us and put another flag. And we forget. I mean, that's sad.
Indeed it is. Indeed it is. Recently, you went over to Europe. Your son got married, Germany.
Yes.
Spent some time in Germany, mm-hmm. in Italy.
Mm-hmm.
And you heard some people talking about the United States when you were over there. Tell the folks what they were saying about the United States. Now, this is the United States of Barack Obama.
Yes. They don't like the way Obama running the country. They don't. They say we are stupid. No, I mean...
I'm just laughing because that's what Trump says, right? He says we are so stupid. Our leaders are so stupid. This is what Europeans are saying
about us. That's what I was... Tonight when I was here, I was really trying to talking about what it means the words to be dumb. What it means to people.
Yeah.
I mean, we elect a president, for me, that's what it means to be dumb. When everybody, we, with me together,
right.
When we went for vote, we was dumb to elect this president. No one time. I understand one time. You right. make the mistake one time.
Right.
But the second times,
it was pretty dumb.
I mean, what that, else yeah. we need
yeah.
in this country to happen? To understand this country, it's not anymore called America.
And this is the way Europeans are looking at us.
Yes.
Who do they blame for the mass migration coming into Europe?
Obama.
They blame Obama. They don't blame ISIS. They don't blame Assad.
No, they blame America. And America right now, it's Obama.
Right.
And I tell you why. Well, they say America went in this country, create war. and then they walk away.
Right.
And now these are terrorists that take control and these poor people, they're running away. So, but if America would be still there the way we was doing for 100 years,
yep.
You know, we would keep these people away. And these people don't have to run away.
Yeah, it's so fascinating that people in Europe, and you're talking about people that you know, family, friends, acquaintances that you're talking about.
I was in Germany for 12 days.
Yeah.
Then I went 16 days in Italy. In Italy was the same thing. So the same thing I heard in Germany, right. I heard in Italy too.
Right. And this is Barack Obama's
world.
But
again, they don't hate American. I mean, when I was in vacation, I saw a lot of American people.
Right.
In vacation, everybody's welcome there, so don't be scared of what I'm saying.
No,
Italy, people, they enjoy. Everybody been treated very nice. They talk about the country. They don't talk about the people.
Yeah. What they're doing, though, is they're making proper assessments of the results of Obama's policies.
Yeah.
Because you're absolutely right. They should be angry. They should see us as part of the problem because we did go in over there. We established a new form of government in Iraq, and then Obama pulls up and just walks away. And it was very fragile, and we see now the result, and it was from him walking away.
I mean, if we would have stalled the troop in Iraq, it don't would be ISIS in Iraq. Number one, we would have all troops there. We would have aeroplane, we would have the boat and everything, so we would control the ISIS just in 100 miles, 300 miles, where, wherever they are, right. We was there.
Right, exactly.
But we run away.
And that's the way it's seen around the world. And
so when we go back over there, you know, they don't trust anymore.
I know it. And that's the after effect, the lingering after effect. And why should they trust us? Why should our allies trust us?
And that's what happened in this country. Well, if we have a dumb president, that's if he's dumb, then I'm dumb too to go with him.
And don't think that this doesn't have ramifications all over the world. The president of Taiwan and China met this past week for the first time in 70 years. And now there's always been this feud between Taiwan and China. You know, China wants Taiwan to be a part of the mainland China. Taiwan wants to be independent. Taiwan has always looked to the United States to protect its independence. They have never wanted to deal with China. Why do you think they're dealing with China? Because they know they do not have a reliable partner any longer, at least as long as Barack Obama is president of the United States in the United States.
We have 25 seconds left, so if somebody call in, we give a gift certificate of Cap Positano, and you still you can talk about what we're talking about. Anybody can call in and talk about our president, about this country, and what do you think, what we can do about to change the way it was? Well, I was very proud at one point.
Okay, we'll be right back after this short break. All right. Welcome back to the show, folks. That's right. You got the American Adversary Sunday evening 3-hour classic tour as we pay special tribute to our veterans. Veterans Day coming up Wednesday. Please celebrate it and commemorate it in particularly good form this year. All right. Welcome back. As I said, 407-774-8255 is the number. We're going to move the Veterans Day speech by Ronald Reagan to the end of the next hour so that we can talk further with Pasquale Barba while he's here from the restaurant, Cafe Positano, of course. And he came delivering the goodies tonight, a big old extra garlic cheese pizza, delicious as can be.
Buonasera a tutti.
Tell the folks what you just said.
It's good evening to everybody.
That's right, in Italian. And, of course, you can find Pasquale at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on State Road 436, just about every night of the week. And don't forget, Tuesday night is prime rib night. And we'll be there 1 week from tomorrow night with our pizza eating contest. Now, you say you want to start them off with 18-inch pizzas each?
Yes.
Okay, 18-inch, and then we'll slice by go, slice.
Yes,
right.
And then we go 10-inch, and then we go slice by slice.
Oh, you want to go from 18 to a 10?
Yes.
And then slice by slice. Oh, my God. McBaskill will love this. We got a bunch of competitors. We're going to have about 8 or 9 competitors.
I think it would be fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
So we need some people to call in. So we will give a nice gift certificate to come in Cafe Positano. So just to say hi and talk about what we're talking about tonight.
Okay, Pasquale wants you to call.
And don't be shy to talk. Well, when I was here the first time, I was so shy to talk on a microphone. I promise you, it's fun. It's family.
Give us a call right now at 407-774-8255 and say hello to Pasquale, and you'll get a $20 gift card to Cafe Positano. And it's, once again, it's a fine Italian restaurant, great food, and we're there every week, and I still can't get enough of the place. We were speaking with Pasquale, and once again, a week from tomorrow, we're going to be doing our spaghetti eating contest. Did I say spaghetti? I mean pizza eating contest.
We did the spaghetti contest.
That was a big success. And the guy who won that contest is coming back.
Wow.
And he's bringing his uncle this time.
And nobody was believing he would win. Well, he was a skinny guy.
He did pretty good, though. He did.
But then we need some people to call in and I want to say, after the pizza contest, what do they think about to have another contest? I mean, you know, just to say something.
Another contest. All right, we're looking for suggestions for another contest.
I mean, it's not means we do, depends what it is. But, yeah, we can talk about, and maybe we do.
All right. Once again, 407-774-8255. Jeff's in there eating pizza, but he can put it down long enough to take your phone calls, and you'll get a $20 gift card to Cafe Post. Tama, if you call in right now. And, of course, Pasquale did come down just now from the restaurant. The pizza is delicious.
Was a lot of garlic, and, huh?
He puts special extra garlic on it for us when he brings it down. I'm holding up my slice right now, partially eaten, so that you can see it on the periscope on YouTube.
It glistens like heaven under the interior lights here.
Does that look pretty good?
It looked good.
It looks delicious, doesn't it? And it is delicious. It's absolutely delicious, and I'll be devouring it during the breaks. And that's good because I was wondering what I was going to do for dinner tonight. I brought a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, but I'd much rather eat the garlic pizza.
Please explain to me when I said words, I was dumb or to believe what the president was talking about. What it means the words dumb?
Ignorant.
Yeah, you have an explanation. I mean,
dumb means ignorant, uninformed, stupid.
Wow.
Or incapable of speaking.
Yeah, because all the warnings, you're absolutely right. I mean, the first time we elected Barack Obama, you know, I can see people being caught up in it and really paying attention to the facts, even though at the time there was plenty to know that.
But I don't want to offend nobody. I don't want to call nobody dumb. I mean, I was just saying we have a dumb president that tried to convince everybody.
When you said dumb, you were referring to the people who reelected Barack Obama, right?
Well, I don't want to offend you. I mean, you got to still.
But I think you would find a lot of people who would agree with you there.
But I understand, but still, yeah. I don't want to offend these people. Yeah. Well, maybe I am one of these people too. We are still in America, and it's in a free country, and you can do whatever you want.
Well,
I was just.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
I blame Obama. Well, he's a good speecher, and he's good brainwash, and he brainwash people.
Yeah, yeah.
So a lot of times you don't have to be dumb. Somebody still can brainwash you when you're intelligent.
Well, and you're right. And that's why I say, you know, politics is like professional wrestling because people get caught up in the emotion of it, and the thinking kind of goes out the window. And it's not so much that they're dumb. It's just that they're...
The law was you cannot be, you have to be American citizen to vote. And we know Obama is no American citizen. And we was have, not me, but some people that did a lot of research and they found out he's no American citizen. But when they brought the stuff on top of the water, the people was around him that tried to submerge again underneath the water.
Hide
to don't
it.
Let it come the truth out.
Well,
how come we people, 320 million people in this country, how come we don't do nothing about?
Well, that's good.
I still today, I don't understand why.
It's a good question. And at this point, I think a lot of people's attitude is, you know, You know, it doesn't really matter anymore. He's already been elected twice. He's already done the damage he's going to do. But the problem is, why wasn't this? And this is something that Ben Carson has been talking about since he's been under so much scrutiny the past few days, is why wasn't he vetted closer? In other words, why wasn't Barack Obama's past looked into more deeply by the people who would look into other people's past? In other words, the media, the journalists, didn't want to know, and so they didn't go there.
But you know what's sad? I know the president, you have only two times to be elected, but if you would have the chance to be one more time, I think 75% you would have won again.
Unfortunately, I think you're right. And he has himself said as much. And I think you're right. And once again, this is why I say, politics is about much more than the intellectual argument or being smart or dumb. That's part of it. The other part of it is making that emotional connection with the heart. You know, and that,
but I use the dumb words. Well, I do remember the first time when Obama was making the speech, there was some people was going to street, what do you think about Obama? What do you think about this? People, they don't know who was Obama. Who was?
I know.
They believe it was a black president, and they voted for him.
Well, when you say the word dumb, but basically what you're meaning in your use of it is uninformed.
Yes.
They didn't know.
They don't know.
But the thing is, they didn't want to know either. And that's why I say
that's what makes people dumb.
Exactly, and that's why I say it's not all in politics. Is not all in the head. It's not all intellectual. A lot of it's from the heart and the stomach, and that's why I say it's like.
But again, I don't want to offend to anybody.
Well,
I know
I
we are
on
a radio show. Well, on some part of my life, I do a lot of choice where I am dumb too.
Well,
you know,
we all have been.
So
I think, yeah.
Somebody can be dumb on these things. One be dumb on another situation. Well, nobody's perfect. Nobody's intelligent.
Yeah. Well, once again, I think your use of the word is you're saying that people are uninformed, that they don't know all the facts. And you're absolutely correct in that use of the word. Let's go to Charles. Charles is from Orlando, and he's on line one. Charles, thank you for calling tonight. Have you ever been to Cafe Positano?
No, I haven't. I think I've been by there. Looks like a nice place.
Well, now you got a good reason to stop in because it is excellent Italian food. If you like,
yeah, Charlie, you got to come there. I want to meet you and say hi to you.
That would be great, and I love your accent, by the way.
Thank you. And we will send you a gift certificate for $20. And if it's not enough when you're there, I make worth you come over there.
Uh oh.
Okay, that'll be great.
But is anything you want to say today about what we're talking about?
Well, if you want me to put my two cents in, I'm afraid you won't like what I have to say, but I kind of agree that Obama would be elected for another term. I kind of look at his results as being that he brought us out of the recession, I think. He got the don't ask, don't tell repealed and that whole stupid thing. And the NASDAQ is over 5,000. I mean, 5,000 for the first time in a while. So to me, that's a good thing.
Well, it's you did say some things that people say give him credit for. Now, I think the NASDAQ thing is probably more to do with the Fed. But
you're probably right. I don't know much about it.
But that may be splitting hairs because I think, you know, he's had a great deal of influence over the Fed.
But the good things about it is a radio show. That's what it's called, American Adversary. Well, you can talk about anything you want.
You do not have to agree with us.
Yes.
Yep. Great.
Matter of fact, we invite people who don't agree with us to obviously call.
But, and you still get a gift certificate.
That's right. And you're still going to like that Italian food.
We still love you.
That's right. And I have a chance to meet you, too, perhaps at the pizza eating contest. But in the meantime, Jeff will get your information if he has not already. Okay. And we'll be
tell me again when the pizza eating contest is.
1 week from tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. And we'll be there starting the broadcast at 5 o'clock. The contest itself will start at approximately 6:30.
When you come normally every week, Thursday or Wednesday?
We come with Wednesdays and Thursdays.
Yeah.
We'll be there Thursday this week.
Most of the week, what do you come on, Wednesday or?
Wednesdays usually, yeah.
No, well, I want you to tell the people so when they come there, at least sometimes they can say hi to you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, all right. Well, anyway, we'll be there Thursday this week. And Reggie Branch, one of the the competitors for Monday is going to be with us.
Oh, right.
So I guess maybe he's going to be doing practicing or whatever. But it'll be a lot of fun. And once again, Charles, thank you for calling. We so much appreciate you being out there.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate your open-mindedness.
And thank you for calling.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, let's go back to the phone lines. And JJ is on the line. She called earlier, but she's, of course, welcome to call back. So she did. Go ahead.
Well, thanks, Chris. I appreciate. I don't need to get a card. I need to use a Positano card actually that I already have, and I appreciate Pasquale, your love of this country, and giving the cards away and encouraging people to voice their.
But you called him, and today I am here to give a gift certificate away. So if you want, we give you another one, and you can give a neighbor or a friend,
or you can keep
for yourself. It's up to you.
Well, thank you. Okay. Well, thank you so much. Well, bless you. Listen, I just wanted to say a couple things. One is I think everyone was afraid with Barack Obama both times, really, that he was elected because he was black. I hate to say it, but this is being blunt. Everybody felt like worried they were going to be accused of being a racist if they ever criticized the man.
Chris,
I'm sorry to interrupt me.
Finish.
The problem is that that's what we have in this country. We start to worry about too much. If it's black or white, we talk about a president. That's the symbol.
That's the symbol
of the United States. I mean, I don't care if it's white, yellow, brown. We talk about for 320 million people live in this country and start to go upside down. You think at the end of the day I care how the president look like?
All right, well, we got to take a break, but we'll be back with this on the other side, okay? Stay with us, JJ, if you like.
When America fell into darkness, a call rang out across the land.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the champions of political professional wrestling, the American Adversaries.
I'm a flag-waving, patriotic nephew of my Uncle Sam, a rough-riding, fighting Yankee man. I love mom and apple pie and the freedoms that we all enjoy across this beautiful land. I've worked hard and I'd fight hard for the old red, white, and blue, and I'll die a whole lot harder if it comes to where I have to. I'm a flag-waving, patriotic nephew of my Uncle Sam.
All right, welcome back. That's right, folks. This is our Sunday evening three-hour classic tour, and by hour, I mean the American Adversaries. Thank you so much for being with us tonight as we come to you live from the Mercury Free Broadcasting Studio. Don't forget, for the best in Mercury Free dental care, call my dentist, Dr. James E. Hardy, at 407-678-3399. In the meantime, Pasquale Barba, our longest and, in a lot of ways, our favorite sponsor because of the pizza.
Come on, it's not just for the pizza.
Oh, I know. We love all of our sponsors, but, of course, you got a lot of great food over there, and Pasquale's become a great friend of ours.
I doubt you let me come here where you like my face and my accent, not the pizza.
No, actually, you know, what you have to say is always very valuable as well. You bring a different perspective that our listeners certainly enjoy listening to and hearing. By the way, 407-774-8255 is the number if you want to call in and talk to Pasquale while he's here. He's got a pocket full of gift cards to give away, so he's got one with your name on it, and all you have to do is pick up that phone and give us a call right now, like John from Oak Hill did. And John is on the line with us right now. John, thanks for calling.
Hey, Chris. Hey, Pasquale.
Hi, John. How are you today?
I'm doing well, sir. People need to pay a little bit closer attention to what you have to say, because you've seen something that a lot of Americans think can never happen here. And in Europe, they want to call it fascism, socialism, whatever they name they choose, corporate.
Democratic
democracy, whatever they want to call
they,
it.
They call it democratic socialism. Yeah.
Americans don't think that can happen here. But slowly but surely, it creeps in a little at a time, and people don't pay attention to it. And then one day you wake up and you go, well,
yes,
what happened?
Then it's too late.
From being asleep, that's the same reason Obama's gotten elected twice. People don't believe it when he says he's going to change America, he's going to do this. They didn't ask what kind of change and pay attention to what the man stood for. It was all out there.
You know, John brings up a good point, too, though.
John, you sure you don't want to be a president for this country?
I'd like to, but there are people, I'm sure, more qualified than I am.
Well, now, John lives in Oak Hill. And by the way, folks, if you don't know, Oak Hill's over on the East Coast there. And he comes over and he goes to Cafe Positano, don't you?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to going over there on a prime rib night one night.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
And that's, of course, every Tuesday night. And if you don't go early on Tuesday, you need to call and reserve not your table, but your prime rib. Because
that's
if you don't
I'm
get there
do.
Early.
Yeah,
you...
well, we make only like 15, 18 on Tuesday. So we don't try to make too many.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So I'd be fresh all the time.
Fresh all the time, and people love it. You don't even get a steak knife. You just cut it with your fork. Or you use your spoon, actually. But it's great stuff. Well, John, but you're absolutely right. And it brings to mind a question, Pasquale. Italy didn't get where it is today overnight, did it? In other words, the socialism kind of crept and just kind of got more and more and more in the taxes.
Just now it got more strong than ever.
Right. But the taxes just sort of gradually went up, and the requirements gradually went into place, did they not? Kind of like they're doing here in the United States, is what I'm saying.
Pretty much right now in Italy, the government is your partner.
Say that again?
Your government in Italy, it's your partner. Like if you have a business, 60% is for the government, 40% for you. But that's the profit, not for the gross. That's for the net.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
And, you know, people don't realize, too, when the people that have something, when the government's taken all of that, the only way left to enforce everything, because they've taken it all, is by the barrel of a gun. And eventually it may take longer in some cases than others, but that will come.
Yeah. And to be honest with you, in Italy, when I was there, I see business close day after day. Well, they don't want to be anymore in business. They make great money, but they don't see money.
Right.
Well, the government take everything.
It all goes to the government, yeah. Hey, John, thanks for calling. Appreciate you being out there.
You bet. You all have a blessed night.
All right, and you do the same. And John will get a gift card, compliments of Pasquale.
Yes. Oh, yes. Now we have Roger on the phone.
Yep. Let's go to Roger. Thank you for calling Roger. Roger from Apopka. Oh, okay. All right. We had a little phone call. We'll try to get that worked out. And in the meantime, you have time to call as well at 407-774-8255. But, you know, John's right. It's the slow creep, if you will, which Obama has definitely accelerated while he's been president, and which is why it's so important that we elect somebody this time who will turn away from Obama's America.
Yes.
And turn, in a sense, back into the America that we once were in terms of being strong militarily and being proud of it and being proud to be a force for freedom in the world and not shy away from it and not shy away from our commitments in the world. Because not only does it make people mistrust us, but a lot of people suffer in the process. Look at these people who are coming, who are migrating out of the Middle East.
Africa, Middle East, everywhere.
Yeah.
For Russian, for whatever, before was Yugoslavia.
Yeah, I know it. And this is Obama's world, a world of where chaos rules the day. All right, looks like we have Roger back. Roger's from Apopka. Roger, thank you for calling tonight.
Yes. First off, I had a suggestion for a contest there at Positano's.
What would it be?
Well, maybe instead of seeing how much people could eat and get sick or something, maybe have a contest where people are tasting some kind of dish that Pasquale would dig up, and they could try to identify the ingredients in it. You can maybe have a list where it's like a multiple choice, so us Apopka guys who can't spell would have a better chance of writing it down, but we could choose what ingredients were in that special recipe, and
so you're
some
saying,
will be better than others.
So you're saying that the contestants would all be given the same dish,
yes,
and then they would all have to eat the dish and then tell what were the ingredients in making it.
Yeah, you could have a little
chef's
list
challenge
in front of you of possibilities, and then if you had ties, you could give them another dish.
That's a great suggestion.
That is a pretty good idea.
So that's what I say. We need the people that say this is the suggestion. Well, we did the spaghetti contest, we do the pizza contest, maybe we do steak contest, and then after that, what do you do? So we have to do something like that. Yes, well, I like it.
Yeah, that would be a contest of skill.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, and I do like
Chris,
that.
Write down, well, that's stuff we got to do.
I like
there.
That, too, because yes. it gives us an opportunity to promote your specials over there. What you would do is you would take one of your specials,
yeah.
right? Not and so we would be able to highlight. I mean,
and
you guys make great
and
specials
the, and
over
the win,
there.
You don't have to say 100% everything. If there are, let's say, 10 people who come the close,
yeah.
that's the guys who win. And then you reveal.
You have a little list where you check them off, you know, the individual.
Yeah.
People.
Yeah. That's Roger. That was a great idea.
Yeah, we'll work on doing just that. Now, you're going to have to come out and be one of the contestants now. we implement your idea, okay?
I'm not that good, but my wife might. She...
Okay.
Okay,
all
but
right.
In the meantime, it's just taking a gift certificate and start to learn our food.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Now, you said there was something else you wanted to say besides your suggestion.
Oh, I don't know. You're a political show, and I'd like to make a comment that I think that we're not looking to get the guidance of the Lord enough in political decisions. In other words, I would love to vote for someone who's going to ask the Lord first before they react to all kinds of different situations. You know,
a
person of prayer.
Yes.
I mean, true prayer. And
yeah, that's Roger. But Roger, I'm sorry, but I have bad news for you. When the days come, somebody try for the prefest, he never will be president.
You may be true. You may be right.
Well,
I mean, he have to be first president, and then after he's a president, try to concentrate about the prayer, about God and everything else.
Yeah. What Pasquale is saying, I think, is that he wouldn't be able to tell people that until he became president.
Yes.
But that he should do that, yeah. But you're absolutely right, Roger, on both points. So thanks. Appreciate you calling, and you will
Thank
get...
You. Appreciate your program.
All right. And by the way, had you ever been to Cafe Positano?
Yes. I've been several times. Haven't been there in a while, quite a while.
Well, now you got a reason to go back. All right, now you got a good reason to go back. And
look forward to it.
All right. All right, excellent. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you
Thank
calling.
Thank you, Roger, for calling.
Thank you.
All right, and we next have Diane on the line. Diane, hey.
Hey, you guys. Hey, Pasquale. It's good to have you back on the air.
Hi, Diane. How are you today?
I'm great. I love your restaurant. We've had your number programmed in our cell phone, so the minute we come back into town, we order a pizza.
Wow, you're making me very happy tonight to hear.
No. Second date, awesome. We love you. And Roger was right on the money.
Yes, he was.
He was right on the money. And I believe, and this is how I get through life, I believe the second election of Barack Obama was stolen.
Was say one more time?
You mean the elections were manipulated?
Absolutely.
The election results. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay,
I think he was more surprised that he won again than anybody. I saw his face.
Well, you know, in a way, I kind of hope you're right.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I live on.
It might sound bizarre, but I kind of hope you're right in a way, because then we wouldn't have so many uninformed
dumb.
People out.
We're going to go with Pasquale, dumb.
Dumb or dumbed?
Yeah, dumbed. Yeah, Diane, what do I mean dumbed?
Have you ever heard of the word dumbed?
No. Is that Italian?
No, that's American.
that's talking... the American people that vote. voted for Barack.
Yeah, he's talking about dumbed, D-U-M-M-E-D, as dumbed, as he would say, but dumbed, as in dumbed down.
Like dumb, dumber, and dumber?
a lot of our voters have been way dumbed down, though, and that's part of the problem. And, of course, that's what we try to remedy here. But, hey, thanks for calling, Diane.
But that's because they're on the dole.
They're what?
They're on the dole.
Oh, the dole, yeah. Yeah. In other words, they're on a take for the, from the
and
government.
Pasquale knows right. that well.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's a form of socialism, getting people on welfare.
Yes.
Getting them dependent on the government.
So Diane, stand in line while we give you a gift certificate while I want you to come back and see us in a restaurant.
I always love you. I love you, and I'm so glad you're back on the radio.
Thank you so much, Diane.
All right, thank all of you folks for being out there. Stick around. Pasquale's going to stay here a while, and we'll be right back after this very short break.
And that's what I mean. You can do two of those.
Okay, all right. Welcome back to the show, folks. That's Pasquale Barba. I'm Christopher Hart, along with General Lucas Paris.
El General.
And Jeff Sinis, who's on
How
the
you
bridge
doing?
Tonight. How you doing? You are listening to the American Adversaries as we come to you live. And once again, we got some Veterans Day treats coming up for you. We got some readings from a couple of books and Veterans Day speech by Ronald Reagan as he delivered it on 1988, and of course that would have been his last year in office. All right, Pasquale's here. It's time for our Who Said That contest, and he also wants to run a contest that whoever gives us what is the best definition of the word dumbed?
Yes.
Dumbed?
Yes.
Dumbed. Okay. If you could tell us what dumbed means, call us at 407-774-8255. He's got a $20 gift card waiting on you for that.
And don't be scared to call in. It's just for fun.
Yeah, it's just for fun.
And you still get $20 gift certificate.
That's right. And or you can tell us who said who said that quote tonight, and you'll get a $20 gift card as well. So, and a My Liberty Threads t-shirt. And the Who Said That, and it's real easy to play if you've never played before. We read a quote, and you simply tell us who said it to win the prizes. And if nobody gets it right, the first person to take a guess will be declared the winner, because we want somebody to get that gift card. So who said this quote tonight? First, get complete control of the facts. Then, manipulate them at your leisure.
Wow.
That kind of has to do with dumb it, right?
Yeah.
First, you get control of the facts, then manipulate them at your leisure. In other words, to make people dumb, to dumbed them. Get complete control of the facts, then manipulate them at your leisure. Who said that? 407-774-8255. What is your interpretation of dumbed? 407-774-8255. We've got $20 gift cards to Cafe Positano, waiting on the person or persons who can answer those questions. Compliments of Pasquale Barba. And boy, we can't eat this pizza fast enough. I mean, the
I'm
break.
I'm full already. I was eating for the wrong reasons. I'd eaten before coming here. I still. It was just too good.
Oh, yeah. I didn't have dinner, and I'm enjoying this. This is great, great eating. And, of course, 1 week from tomorrow is our pizza eating contest. And but Roger had a great idea for another contest. You have one of your specials, and then the people have to figure out what's in it, what makes up the dish.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we could even blindfold them.
Yeah, but blindfold, we have to do some dish. A lot of people don't know, like if you do chicken parmigiana.
Yeah.
Everybody knows what's chicken parmigiana. Then you can blindfold and let him try.
Okay.
And say what it is.
Okay.
And then we do like Roger say also. With Roger, we have to do something more like it's not on the menu. Just don't put too many ingredients. Just few ingredients.
Yeah.
And see if they get it or not.
All right. It's going to be a lot of fun.
That'd be fun, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. But once again, you're invited. It's free to come out. The only thing you'll pay for is your food and drinks at Cafe Positano 1 week from tomorrow for our pizza eating contest. And once again, we got Reggie Branch is going to be there trying to redeem himself for losing so badly the spaghetti eating contest. You know, this big old 260-pound former NFL football player, Super Bowl champion, and he gets shamed.
Oh, shamed. Sunk him. God, that was Chris, hard to watch.
It was.
I want to change the subject just for 10 seconds.
Go ahead.
a lot of people that come in restaurant and they hear your radio show.
Yeah.
And sometimes I tell people, so why you don't call him? And some people that are too shy or they don't trust to call in, but they listen to you.
You have
a lot of people that listen to you.
Oh, well, yeah,
so
thank you.
I recommend to a lot of people, look, it's fun if you call in. Nobody bite you. You can say whatever you want. I mean, so long you don't cursing, well, this radio show we have, they don't want F words. Well, sometimes I want to say the F word, but I cannot say.
So do we.
So, but you can call in. You don't have to give your, you can give the name, the person talking back, so we send you the gift certificate. But when you're on a show radio, you can give us a different name. If your name is John and you want to be called Victoria or Victor or Pasquale, we don't care.
John,
just call in and just talk, yes, you know.
John could call in and call himself Victoria. That would be just fine. All right. Once again, 407-774-8255. Get complete control of the facts, then manipulate them at your leisure. Who said that? What does dumbed mean to you?
I think it's nice when people call in. Well, if you have something on your stomach, that's the best way to call on a radio show and say what you want to say.
And I think
with the different names, I mean, then nobody know who you are anyway.
I think you mean if somebody has something on their chest.
Yes.
They want to get off their chest. Close enough, though. All right. And by the way, people have missed having you on the show on Sunday night. As Diane said, just about everywhere I go, they go, when's Pasquale going to be back on the show? You know, I can't understand what he says, but I love listening to that accent of his.
He brings a good energy to the whole thing.
He does indeed. All right, 407-774-8255. Don't be shy. Give us a call. Okay, we got Tim on the line who wants to define dumbed. Tim, thanks for calling.
I've got it.
What is it?
It's the Department of Education.
Come on, Tim.
The definition of dumb.
Come on, Tim. You got to come better than that.
Listen, we let the Democrats and the government take over our public school system, 30, 40 years ago, and now they all vote for them.
And our children have become dumbed by the process. I like
that's
that.
Exactly
maybe that's the new words on the vocabulary.
Yes, our children have become dumbed by the education system.
I like that.
Hey, good idea, Tim.
All right. You guys, Pasquale, it's good to hear from you.
Tim, nice to talk to you.
And hopefully we're going to get there the 16th.
Yeah, for the pizza eating challenge.
You bet.
All right. God bless you, Tim. Thank you.
Depends on my chauffeur.
But if you want, I'll pick you up.
Yeah, right.
Call me. I will.
Hey, thank you, Tim. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Appreciate you being out there. All right. So he's in the competition for what dumbed means. If you want to win a card, give us a call at 407-774-8255. And we're looking for the author of our quote, first get complete control of the facts, then manipulate them at your leisure. Who said that? 407-774-8255. And Pasquale is, once again, of course, the owner and operator, along with his brother Roberto, of Positano, Cafe Positano. And you might have seen him a while back on television. You remember when you were on that restaurant makeover show?
Yes.
Yeah.
Restaurant Impossible.
What is it?
It's called Restaurant Impossible.
That's right. Restaurant Impossible. That's right. Somebody told me not too long ago they had seen, I guess they replayed the show or something.
Yes. A lot of people that come in a restaurant say, oh, my God, I saw you in TV.
Sudden celebrity. All right. So, once again, don't be shy. Give us a call at that number. And
but I want to say something for customers that come for a lot of years to our restaurant, and sometimes they have some complaint, and maybe they don't come back. I mean, we are human beings like anybody else.
Yeah.
I mean, we make a mistake. Sometimes the chef might have a bad day, make a mistake. Just don't give up. Talk to me. And if I'm not there, tell to give my cell phone number. You can call me. I am there for 19 years. And I promise you, I don't like nobody. Leave the restaurant and don't be happy. I want people when they come there to come relax. I want when they leave, they're relaxed. Well, everybody having hard days at work, and the politics we have, that's already stressful for us. So when you come in a restaurant, I want you to be happy, enjoy it. Well, sometimes the waiter can make a mistake, the chef can make a mistake, the hostess. It's not me, I'm sorry. It's not like I create. I work with 35 people there. Imagine you have 3 kids in your house and I have 35 kids with me. Sometimes I got to go through these things. And if somebody make a mistake, please let me know. And I promise you I come on the table like I'm fixed and I let you leave with a big smile in the face. I promise you.
Yeah, I can testify to that. It's a rare occasion that I see anything like that. We're in the restaurant all the time,
but that happens.
I've never had a bad meal.
But I have seen you working with customers who are upset, and you always make it right with them, and they always go away happy. So you will always have a good experience at Cafe Positano, guaranteed. And you'll have a great experience a week from tomorrow night at our Pizza Eating Challenge. So please do come on out and join us for that. And the Pred Nation will be there again in their full regalia with their Pred heads and all that good stuff. And it's going to be a whole lot of fun. So I hope you can come out and join us. And once again, if you want to give us a call, Pasquale's got some more $20 gift cards to give away, 407-774-8255. And we're still looking even for our first guest tonight. First guest. We haven't even gotten a guest yet on who said, first get complete control of the facts, then manipulate them at your leisure. Who said that? 407-774-8255 is the number. And once again, don't forget this coming weekend, Friday and Saturday, the 13th and the 14th at the Rose and Shingle Creek, all the Republican candidates are coming to town. You can get tickets right now by going to am660theanswer.com, am660theanswer.com. We will be there both days. We'll be doing interviews as we get them all day Friday and Saturday. And then, of course, we'll be doing our show there live, remote broadcast Friday, the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show. So if you have a mind to be at the summit, come on by Radio Row and say hello to us. Or maybe we'll run into you somewhere along the way in the meeting rooms. But let's see. Trump, Rubio, Carson, Cruz, and I believe Huckabee are all be there on Friday, and everybody else is going to be there on Saturday. So it's going to be a lot of interesting goings on, shall we say, speeches and things of that nature. But once again, you can just listen to the American Adversaries, and we will keep you well informed. It'll be like you are there.
You know what I like about this show?
What's that?
Well, everybody can call in. It doesn't matter if you're the right, the left, you're Democratic, anybody.
Yeah,
and it's so beautiful. Well, we know, say something, oh my God, you're Democratic or you're Republican. We don't care. We just like to hear. It's about of this country. It's not about the president. We just say the President Obama, Bush, blah, 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 blah. But it's about this country. It's about your kids, about your family.
All right. And it's all... All right. Welcome back to the show, folks. I'm Christopher Hart. In the studio with me right now is Pasquale Barba, and you can see what a fine hunk of Italian man he is by going to YouTube and dialing up our channel. Or tell him how to do it there, General Paris.
You're going to go to YouTube.com, type in Adversaries TV, one word, click on the channel. It'll be under Adversaries TV. Newest videos are at the top. Older ones are in descending order. So, come to Periscope Depth with us.
That's right. You'll not only be able to hear the charming voice of Pasquale, but you will be able to see his fine Italian physique.
Ah, now I know why you have these things on top of the head. I was looking at all the time.
I am Paris, Lucas Paris, and this is my scope. That's Periscope.
Periscope. Wow. All right. In the meantime, we're looking for the person who said, first get complete control of the facts, then manipulate them at your leisure. Let's go to Charles from Bithlow, and he's a Korean War vet. Thank you, Charles, for risking your life, your neck, for the rest of us.
Yeah, I'm Charlie here in Bithlow.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you calling.
Just west of Christmas. You're familiar with Christmas, Florida?
Oh, God, yes, man. I used to go out to the Christmas post office to get my
exactly.
my Christmas cards.
Charlie's a war vet.
Korean war vet.
I got a couple of quickies for you. I'm going to ask you two questions first.
All right.
The last four digits on the 774 phone number is 8255. Do you know what those numbers spell out? What word?
Well, I know at least one of the words is talk, T-A-L-K.
It is talk.
Yeah.
It is talk.
Yes.
And here's your other question that most people can't get. 2 days from now is Veterans Day, right?
Correct.
Or 3 days, whatever.
Wednesday, yeah.
And what was the old name of Veterans Day?
Oh, my goodness.
Don't tell me you don't know that.
I'm afraid I don't.
Nobody I talked to in church knew that out of 15 people.
What but, is? Charlie, I want to say one thing. Thank you for your support.
I was in the Korean War in 52, yeah.
So thank you for your support.
Do you know what Veterans Day, the old name was, or would you want me to tell you?
You should know that.
Begins with the letter A.
You're going to have to tell me. It's
Armistice.
Not, Armistice Day, that's
Does
right.
Does that sound familiar?
Yes, World War One, Armistice Day.
Wow.
Yes,
wow.
That was the day that...
Okay,
the,
nobody yeah. knows that except me.
Yeah, I knew I should have known that.
See, that's what I like when people call in. You make other people know what it means.
Yes. Yeah. But now you...
I was born the day, month, and year the VA was founded.
Is that right? And of course,
72130.
72130.
I'm in my 86th year.
Are you
and
really?
The VA was founded 7/21/1930.
Wow.
Okay, let me give you the answer on that question. I hope I got the right answer. What's the question again?
Get complete control of the facts, then manipulate them at your leisure.
I'm going to give you a wild guess.
Okay.
Albert Einstein.
Yeah, it's a good guess, but it's not correct.
Well. What can I tell you?
Well, listen, you're still going to get a $20 gift card, right, Pasquale?
Yes.
You're still going to get a $20 gift card to Cafe
Pasquale. I would really appreciate that.
And do you have an email address?
He's got my phone number and my address. He's got all the skinny.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, thank you, Charles, and we so very much appreciate you, and we're so indebted to you. The Korean War was one of that's one of the nastiest places to fight a war.
I was in heavy weapons.
Is that right? Yeah.
Like 81 millimeter mortar,
you know. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah.
And that was the 7th Division. The patch was like an open beer can on the... You ever see the 7th Division patch?
Not, no.
It looked like either an hourglass or like an open... When you open a beer can
right.
on both sides, that's what it looked like, the I'll patch be. Itself.
Wow. Well, Charles, thank
okay,
you.
It's been a pleasure talking to you guys, and bless you all.
It's been an honor talking to you, Charles. Thank you.
Thank you for calling in.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
And you'll get that $20 gift card to Cafe Positano.
Appreciate it. Okay,
and,
thank you so much.
Hey, really quick, have you gotten a bottle of Roxy Pacifics yet? Have you ever heard of us talking about Roxy Pacifics, the stuff for your skin?
I've heard about it. I haven't gotten it yet. No.
Well, you're going to get a bottle of it now.
Okay.
Compliments of Ed and Luann Roxy. And this stuff is great for whatever, cuts, burns.
That'd be very nice. Appreciate it.
Yeah, chronic conditions. But you can use it internally. You can use it if you have a sore throat. You can use it on children. You can use it on pets. It's great stuff, and you got a bottle on the way. Thanks, Charles. God bless you.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. Let's real quickly. Looks like we're out of time. Oh, I'm sorry. I couldn't see the clock. Okay, good. We do have time left. Let's go now to John from Oak Hill, who has an idea for a contest at Cafe Positano, I take it, John?
Yeah.
What would it be?
I would say blindfold all the contestants.
Yeah.
Then have them taste everything from an appetizer to a soup. Everybody tastes the same thing. A couple main courses, a dessert, and just by taste and smell, have them identify what they're eating.
That's another good one. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, it's very good.
Yeah. Hey, John, we appreciate it. Now, you're the same John called a little while ago, right?
Right, right.
Okay, well, you got a card coming, but that's a great idea.
Okay, and I got a wild guess for your question.
Okay.
I would say Hitler's Minister of Disinformation. I think his name was Goebbels.
Goebbels, yes.
Sounds like something he'd do anyhow.
He probably took this person's advice because he came after this person and may have known that this person said that. I don't know. But there's a hint in there. Thank you, John. We appreciate you calling.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye. Let's go to Myra right now. Myra, thank you for calling. Myra? Is Myra still with us, Jeff? All right, we'll see if we can get Myra on the line from Orlando. In the meantime, if you want to call us, please call us right now, and then we're going to take the next segment and play for you the 1988, the last year he was in office, speech that Ronald Reagan gave on Veterans Day, of course, to commemorate Veterans Day. So let's try once again. Myra, are you still with us? Do we not have Myra? Okay, Myra. Okay, Myra, are you with us now? Okay.
I am.
All right, thanks for being with us. First of all, you think you know who said that quote?
Well, I've changed my guess after listening to the prior calls who talked about Goebbels. If it wasn't Goebbels, and then with your hint, I'm going to say Adolf Hitler.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't Hitler himself, and it was no one in the Third Reich, and it was no one in the 20th century. This would have been a 19th century person. All right, so there's another hint for you folks out there. Get complete control of the facts, then manipulate them at your leisure. Myra, are you still with us?
Yes.
Would you like to say something to Pasquale?
No, it's just I have, I listen all the time, and I have had a gift card in the past, so I'm fine.
Well, he's willing to give you another one.
Yes.
No, that's fine.
You can give it to a friend or somebody else.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Myra. We appreciate you being out there.
All right.
Okay. All right, so once again, we're looking for the person who said, first, get complete control of the facts, then manipulate them at your leisure. All right, 407-774-8255 is the number. And once again, now when we go to break, when we come back from the break, we're going to go right to a speech that Ronald Reagan gave in 1988 on Veterans Day. It's about a 9-minute speech, and we're going to play that part of it for you to commemorate once again the fact that Memorial Day, Veterans Day is coming up on Wednesday. And we're so honored to have in our audience men and women like Charles, a Korean War vet. We also have a fellow, John Lear, who's in our audience. I know he's out there listening. He listens all the time. And he's a World War II veteran. And those are just a couple of examples.
Yeah, we forget sometimes these people.
Absolutely. And we also, of course, have Colonel McKnight, who's a part of our show, a hero and veteran. And we're just so honored and humbled by that. Okay, let's go next to Molly. Molly's calling us from Winter Springs. Hey, Molly, how are you tonight?
I'm very well, sir. Thank you. I have a question for Mr. Pasquale.
Go right ahead.
Hi, Molly.
Hi, sir. I have a question. Someone said a little while ago that we have trouble understanding your accent. And I was wondering if you ever have trouble understanding us when we speak.
Be honest with you, I don't have a problem to understand the English language. The only problem is with me. I left Italy when I was 17 and a half, and I went in Germany, and I was there for 14 years. Then I was 1 year in Spain. So I speak Spanish, German, Italian, a little bit French and English. So, and I am now 21 years over here, and sometimes I don't know where I come from. I have too many languages in my brain.
Well, I appreciate that you're so kind to us, but sometimes we as Americans make the assumption that we're kind of all that and that people should understand us. But I just wanted to make sure that we were being kind back to you. And as for all those languages, you put us to shame. That is amazing.
He does
so
indeed.
Thank you very much.
Hey,
no, Molly, I mean, you say something very nice. I mean, you give me goosebumps right now, but what I'm trying to say, that's very nice. I mean, a lot of people that say they like my accent, some people say I don't understand you all the times, but they don't mean. I mean, sometimes I got to repeat two times the same thing, but it's okay.
Listening to you is like listening to good music. Sometimes you can't always understand the lyrics, but you still love the way it sounds.
But Molly, stay online while we give you a gift certificate to come to our restaurant.
Yes, please, Molly, please.
Mr. Pasquale, thank you so much, but since I asked a question that had nothing to
That's okay. No, he wanted you just to call, so you get a card just for calling. Yes. God bless you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, well, God bless you.
And God bless you both. Thank you so much.
Okay, we'll be right back with some of the Gipper, and then we'll be back after that, so please don't go away.
Oh, beautiful. Oh, he will free in liberating strife. Who more than self, their country to love, and mercy more than thine. What I'm singing about tonight, America, sweet America. Youngster, we always sing it this way. Oh, beautiful, far spacious skies, far heavenly rain. Far purple
begin, let me take a moment to congratulate the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Fund and the other distinguished guests without whom the construction and operation of this memorial would not have been possible. Let me also say that America is grateful to the hundreds of Vietnam veterans who, when I asked them to join my administration, did so and have and are serving our nation so proudly. For your devotion to America, I salute you. We're gathered today, just as we have gathered before, to remember those who served, those who fought, and those still missing, and those who gave their last full measure of devotion for our country.
We're gathered at a monument on which the names of our fallen friends and loved ones are engraved, and with crosses instead of diamonds beside them, the names of those whose fate we do not yet know. One of those who fell wrote shortly before his death these words: "Take what they have left and what they have taught you with their dying, and keep it with your own, and take one moment to embrace those gentle heroes you left behind." Well, today, Veterans Day, as we do every year, we take that moment to embrace the gentle heroes of Vietnam and of all our wars. We remember those who were called upon to give all a person can give. And we remember those who were prepared to make that sacrifice if it were demanded of them in the line of duty, though it never was. Most of all, we remember the devotion and gallantry with which all of them ennobled their nation as they became champions of a noble cause. I'm not speaking provocatively here. Unlike the other wars of this century, of course, there were deep divisions about the wisdom and rightness of the Vietnam War. Both sides spoke with honesty and fervor. And what more can we ask in our democracy? And yet, after more than a decade of desperate boat people, after the killing fields of Cambodia, after all that has happened in that unhappy part of the world, who can doubt that the cause for which our men fought was just? It was, after all, however imperfectly pursued, the cause of freedom, and they showed uncommon courage in its service. Perhaps at this late date, we can all agree that we've learned one lesson: that young Americans must never again be sent to fight and die unless we are prepared to let them win. Beyond that, we remember today that all our gentle heroes of Vietnam have given us a lesson in something more, a lesson in living love. Yes, for all of them, those who came back and those who did not, their love for their families lives. Their love for their buddies on the battlefields and friends back home lives. Their love of their country lives. This memorial has become a monument to that living love. The thousands who come to see the names testify to a love that endures. The messages and mementos they leave speak with a whispering voice that passes gently through the surrounding trees and out across the breast of our peaceful nation. A childhood teddy bear, a photograph of the son or daughter born too late to know his or her father, a battle ribbon, a note. There are so many of these. And all are testimony to our living love for them. And our nation itself is testimony to the love our veterans have had for it and for us. Our liberties, our values, all for which America stands, is safe today because brave men and women have been ready to face the fire at freedom's front. And we thank God for them. Yes, gentle heroes and living love. And our memories of a time when we faced great divisions here at home. And yet if this place recalls all this, both sweet and sad, it also reminds us of a great and profound truth about our nation, that from all our divisions, we have always eventually emerged strengthened. Perhaps we're finding that new strength today, and if so, much of it comes from the forgiveness and healing love that our Vietnam veterans have shown. For too long a time, they stood in a chill wind as if on a winter night's watch. And in that night, their deeds spoke to us, but we knew them not. Their voices called to us, but we heard them not. Yet in this land that God has blessed, The dawn always at last follows the dark, and now morning has come. The night is over. We see these men and know them once again, and know how much we owe them, how much they've given us, how much we can never fully repay. And not just as individuals, but as a nation, we say, we love you. These days we show our love in many ways, some of it through the government. We now fly the POW/MIA flag at this memorial on Memorial Day, Veterans Day, and POW/MIA Recognition Day. This is a small gesture, but a significant one. America also keeps a vigil for those who have not yet returned. We have negotiated with the Vietnamese to bring our nation's sons home, and for the first time to have joint teams investigating remote areas of Vietnam that might shed light on the fate of those we list as missing. In Laos, we have also begun a new round of surveys and excavations of crash sites, and we have told Hanoi that it must prove to the American people through its cooperation whether men are still being held against their will in Indochina. Otherwise, we will assume some are, and we will do everything we can to find them. Here at home, a new Department of Veterans Affairs and extended veterans benefits are merely outward and visible signs of an inward and invisible grace that has come to our land. Vietnam service is once more universally recognized as a badge of pride. 4 years ago, I noted that this healing had begun and that I hoped that before my days as Commander-in-Chief were over, it would be completed. Well, now as I approach the end of my service and I see Vietnam veterans take their rightful place among America's heroes, it appears to me that we have healed. And what can I say to our Vietnam veterans but welcome home. Now, before I go, as have so many others, Nancy and I wanted to leave a note at the wall, and if I may, read it to you before doing so. We will put this note here before we leave. Our young friends, yes, young friends, for in our hearts you will always be young, full of the love that is youth, love of life, love of joy, love of country. You fought for your country and for its safety and for the freedom of others with strength and courage. We love you for it. We honor you. And we have faith that as he does all his sacred children, the Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face to shine upon you and give you peace now and forevermore. Thank you all, and God bless you.
Patriotic nephew of my Uncle Sam, a rough riding, biting Yankee man. I love mom and apple pie and the freedoms that we all enjoy across this beautiful land. I've worked hard and I'd fight hard for the old red, white, and blue, and I'll die a whole lot harder if it comes to where I have to. I'm a flag waving patriot.
When America fell into darkness, a call rang out across the land.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the champions of political professional wrestling, the American Adversaries.
I'm a flag-waving patriotic nephew of my Uncle Sam, a rough-riding, fighting Yankee man. I love mom and apple pie and the freedoms that we all enjoy across this beautiful land. I've worked hard and I'd fight hard for the old red, white, and blue, and I'll die a whole lot harder if it comes to where I have to. I'm a flag-waving patriotic nephew of my Uncle Sam, a rough-riding, fighting Yankee man. And when I see old glory...
All right, welcome back to the show, folks. That's right, the man in black himself, Johnny Cash. Right, I wish he was in the studio, but right now I've got Pasquale Barba in the studio with me. I am Christopher Hart, and along with Herr General Lucas Paris, we're coming to you live from the Mercury Free Broadcasting Studios. And please do not forget, for the best in Mercury Free dental care, call my dentist, Dr. James E. Hardy, at 407-678-3399. And please don't forget to ask him about his great book, Mercury Free. All right, Jeff Sinis is on the bridge. Let's put him back to work. 407-774-8255 is the number. Pasquale's in the studio. He wants to give you, that's right, you, a $20 gift card to Cafe Positano. We got a couple of ways to do it. Call us up and tell us who said, first, get complete control of the facts, then manipulate them at your leisure. If you want to know, if you want to tell us who said that, you'll get a $20 gift card to Cafe Positano and a My Liberty Threads t-shirt. That's our Who Said That contest. We're also looking for what does dumbed mean to you? Dumbed.
Reminded a little bit of Inspector Clouseau, Peter Sellers, Dumbhead.
Yeah, Dumbhead.
Dumbhead.
That's right.
All right. Bim.
All right. So that's Herr General Lucas Paris. And by the way, once again, General, please tell them how they can see us as well as hear us. And by the way, they can either do it live in real time or at their leisure.
Basically, you're going to go to YouTube.com. When you're there, type into the search bar, Adversaries TV, one word. You will find our channel that way. Click on our channel. Newest videos are going to be at the top. Older ones in descending order. Come to Periscope Depth with the American Adversaries.
That's right. Okay, in the meantime, as I said, Pasquale's in the studio, and he'd love to hear from you. We've had some great phone calls so far. As he says, don't be shy. Pick up that phone and give us a call, 407-774-8255. If you want to have any special and particular Veterans Day wishes you would like to extend, this would be a good opportunity to do that. In the meantime, also, if you're a new caller or if you've never received a bottle of Roxy Pacifics, we're going to throw that into the package as well. Roxy Pacifics is a great all-natural kelp-based solution. It's an antibacterial and an anti-inflammatory, and it's good for whatever ails your skin. I keep a little bottle in my car, plus I keep a big bottle at home. You need to do the same. And whatever, you know, skin irritation you get from an insect bite to a burn to a cut to a chronic condition, this stuff can help you out and bring you a lot of relief. It's brought a lot of people of relief around the country, and it's waiting on you to take advantage of it as well. And by the way, if you want to read testimonials and find out more about it, go to skinfix.us. Just think of it this way. To fix your skin, go to skinfix.us. Skinfix.us. Roxy Pacifics, great stuff. And if you didn't hear me say earlier to Charles, it's safe to use on your body, in your body, and on your pets or children too. So you need to get yourself some of this stuff if you have not already. And one way to do it is call us right now at 407-774-8255. If you've not gotten a free bottle yet, you will get that as part of our prize package that we got going tonight. And I can't believe we haven't gotten a winner for our Who Said That contest. Will this be the one time, the first time in 5+ years that we stump the audience? Come on now. Who said, first get complete control of the facts, then manipulate them at your leisure? Plus, I've said, I've given another hint that this person lived in the 19th century. That, of course, would be the 1800s. actually might have lived into the 1900s, didn't he?
I know who. It took me a while to find the actual quote because it is slightly paraphrased from the actual writer.
All right. Well, then say what it actually says then.
Let me bring that up real quick.
All right. If I gotten it wrong, I must have copied it down wrong. I'm sorry if that's the case. Maybe that's why we haven't gotten a winner.
Person
yet.
Here put it as, get your facts first, then you can distort them.
Ah, get your facts first, then distort them at your leisure. Is that it?
Yeah, then distort them as you please.
As you please. All right. Say that again, all right? But
get your facts first, then you can distort them as you please.
Get your facts first, then distort them as you please. Then you can distort them as you please. Thank you, Lucas. I'm sorry for that, folks.
This is a very brilliant man, a very clever, brilliant man.
Indeed, indeed. If I have thrown you off, then it is my apologies. That is the quote. Get your facts first, then you can distort them
as you please.
Get your facts first, then you can distort them as you please. All right.
In a way, this person was a subtly political person in his own right, too.
That's true. That's right. Never was elected to an office, though.
Oh, can you imagine that, though? This guy would have been interesting in an office.
Indeed, he would have. All right. Let's see. Let's go now to Paul. Paul, thank you for calling. We appreciate you being out there.
Hey, I would have called you guys earlier, but I had to run a service call tonight.
Oh, okay. You're working. You're a hardworking man. God bless you.
All right. Hey, thanks. You said that Donald Trump is just like Ronald Reagan.
I didn't say just like, but I did say of all of the candidates, I thought that he had the most in common with him. Anyway, go ahead.
I was just saying that, man, when you listen to that man speak, man, he is great. Nothing like him.
Yeah. That's when it comes to delivering those speeches like that. Now, granted, Reagan did have a number of excellent speechwriters, including Peggy Noonan, but nonetheless, they were his words. You follow what I'm trying to say here? In other words, he would participate in the writing of the speeches. Now, they would put the finishing touches on it, and they would essentially write the speech, but they would be his words. They would be what he wanted to say.
And his delivery.
Yeah. But the thing that I do think that they share in common in terms of that aspect of the job, giving speeches and things, is I do think that that Trump would be a convincing speaker in the sense that should he have to go over the heads of Congress and the media to the public itself, I do think that he would be effective at that. But their styles are completely different.
I agree. I think that the one thing that Ronald Reagan always loved about him we think now the media is bad, but it was even worse when Reagan was in. But Reagan would always, they would ask a question, and Reagan would turn and look right into the camera like he was talking to America, you know?
Yeah.
And then he would answer us, you know?
Yeah.
And that was so powerful.
Yes.
Like, you know, everyone else, you know, would look at the answer the reporter or whatever. Reagan would always answer to the camera like he was looking right here, looking you right in the eye.
Yeah.
I always loved that about him.
Yeah,
I think that now I'm gonna. Did someone already answer that the quote?
Not yet.
Is it William F. Buckley?
No, you know that'd be. He was a.
That was a total guess.
Yeah, but you know this guy and Buckley sort of had some things in common in the sense that they're both terrific writers. But it wasn't. But Paul, I want to thank you for calling. By the way, you're going to get a $20 gift card to Cafe Positano. Pasquale's sitting right here. Have you ever been to his restaurant?
I live there. The garlic knots. That's all you have to say.
Is that right?
I love those things.
So you've met Pasquale?
Yeah, I've heard him on the radio, and I think I've seen him in the restaurant, but I don't think we've ever met face-to-face personally, no.
Okay, Paul, next time you come there, ask for me, please, so we drink something together.
Oh, okay, thank you.
I mean, if you drink half a glass of wine or something.
Okay, all right, that would be great. I love, and anyone who hasn't been to your restaurant is missing out, because that is definitely the best pizza in town, and the garlic knots, which I always tell my wife that I can't get them because I eat them before I get them home.
I know what you're talking about. I love those things too, man. They are great, the garlic knots. All right, hey, Paul, thank you for your call. Excellent call. All right. And we appreciate your thoughts and appreciate you being out there.
God bless, and y'all have a good night.
Same to you. Same to you. And thanks for being out there working tonight. That's what makes the world go around. Okay, so once again, we're still looking for the person who said, and I'm going to read it the correct way this time, get your facts first, and then you can distort them as you please. Okay, get your facts first, and then you can distort them as you please. Who said that? 407-774-8255 is the number. Once again, we have Pasquale Barba in the studio with us right now. And you can give us a call at that number. We also, he also wants to know what dummed means. D-U-M-M-E-D.
Dummed. This is killing me here.
So please give us a call. Right now. Sunny would normally be with us, but she was in the process of moving last week and this week, and she's been going through some issues, and she'll join us next week. But in the meantime, we wish her well. And she is moving. She's still in California, but she moved from Los Angeles up into the mountains. So she'll tell us all about that next week. In the meantime, it looks like we have, what do you call your old man there?
The rabbi.
The rabbi on the phone. Let's go to him first. Thank you for calling tonight, Mr. Paris.
Shalom.
Shalom.
I think I have the answer to your question about who made that quote.
Okay.
Okay. A lot of people might mistake that for being something political, but actually it would take somebody who's more literary to do that. I believe that's Mark Twain.
I believe you're right. It is indeed. It was. And it was a great wordsmith who came up with that.
he said a lot of crazy stuff, but he was a smart man, very, very wise in his own way.
Yeah, and of course, I believe he's the one who also said, "What a lie circles the world before the truth is ever mentioned," or something like that.
Yeah. I love reading a lot of his stuff. He just gave a different kind of thought out of the box kind of perspective on his time era. It's really, really great. If you want to catch like really authentic American, literature, he's the one to read.
You're absolutely right, and I just love his books. You know, unfortunately, you know, they wouldn't pass the political correct test today. They probably wouldn't even be published.
That's true, because so many of the people don't understand that what he was writing was kind of he was showing. Warts and all, so to speak.
Yeah, it was a historical piece. He was writing about life in this country at that time.
And right.
That's realism. That's important to understand. That's history that doesn't need to be forgotten or glossed over.
What's that, Lucas?
He was remarking on history that's very real and was a part of the country at the time, and that's history that we should never forget, because that's what we actually have come from, you know? We need to acknowledge that we did those things.
That was the essence of what he was. That was the essence of what he was trying to do, because he wasn't. It's like a photograph. You take a photograph in a war zone, for example. The person taking the photograph isn't necessarily saying that what he's photographing is right or wrong or you know, moral or immoral. He's just taking a picture of an abject reality, a fact. And really, that's kind of what Mark Twain was doing in his time era. He was taking snippets, and of course, he was embellishing them to make them readable as stories, but that's what he was doing, showing America and American culture as it was.
Exactly. He used fiction to document the history of the day.
Exactly.
And that's what a photographer does. He documents history, that moment in time.
The writing was very truthful.
One of my favorite quotes of his, he said that... everybody, we're all like the moon. We all have a dark side.
I like that one, too. Hey, I got Pasquale here. Have you ever eaten any of his pizza?
No, I have not. But I have had a few little scraps that Lucas brought over afterwards.
I share it with the family. They love it, too.
But you know what? Speaking of Pasquale, I think there's he was wanting to know about dummed.
Yes.
I think you find that in the dictionary before solved. After 50.
All right. Kiss is serving.
All right. Well, thank you, Mr. Paris. We appreciate you calling the show.
My pleasure.
Thanks for calling, Rabbi.
All right.
Bye-bye. And shalom to everybody.
Okay. And same
to you. It's not like that. You know, sometimes I hear for people when they make a mistake and I say, damn it.
I mean, the same thing, maybe?
No. Okay. Let's go to Sherry now. Sherry, thank you for calling.
Well, I called in about 1 minute too late.
You were going to say Twain?
Twain, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, that doesn't matter.
You know, Pasquale's here. He's giving away cards. Do you want to...
I'm just glad Pasquale's back on. It's been a delight hearing him tonight again. He needs to come back more often.
That's what I keep telling
him. Thank you, Sherry.
You know, and I got one little tip for everybody going on your cruise, even though you're not going.
Yeah, and I tell you, I don't know what to think about that.
I know. I about died when you said that the other day.
Yeah, man, when I found out myself that this summit was going to be on that weekend. You know that feeling you get when you know you got to be in two places at one time, but you can't do it?
Yeah.
And then you got to figure out, well, what am I going to do? So I went round and round and round and round with it and talked with Joseph and Mary Lee. And man.
So we got to ask Sherry about what it means.
So, dumb, yeah, well, okay, but first she wanted to say a tip for the cruise.
Yeah. Okay, listen, I was on 2, 6, or 9 the other day. There was this lady, you know, they did these investigative reportings and, you know, how they call the station and they help them with a bill or something.
Right.
Well, she went on a 7-day cruise and she thought she had a plan on her cell phone for making, you know, calls, you know, outside the United States.
Right. And she didn't?
Well, she didn't. But what happened, she only made like 1 or 2 calls.
Cost her a couple $100s?
Well, something happened to her phone, and her phone started buzzing and going off and everything. And when she got back and got her bill was $3,000-some.
Oh, God. Yeah, Mary Lee said that on the show. Do not take your phone on that cruise. If you're going on a cruise, do not, unless you have a particular special arrangement with your provider.
But if you do, Chris, honey, if you do take it, you have to take it for emergency reasons or something.
Yeah.
Turn it off.
Yeah.
Put it in your...
Right. Yeah. Yep. Just put it in your room safe or something locked up.
Yeah. Keep it turned off. That way it can't start picking up signals from all over.
Right. I appreciate that.
Automatic dialing.
I appreciate that. By the way, Pasquale wants to know, do you have an explanation or a definition of the word dummied?
No. No. You know what I like about Mark Twain?
What's that?
But I don't remember the name of the book or that he wrote. Is when he went over there to Israel.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And, you know, he went all through it. He went days and days and days and traveled over there and didn't even run into anybody.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, you know, people are sitting there saying, you know, that area was covered by, you know, with the people that lived there were all nothing but Palestinians.
Yeah, yeah, no, yeah, you're right. And a lot of people don't know that about him. Hey, thanks, Sherry. Appreciate
your
call.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be back. All right, we're back.
Sorry.
We were talking with each other. Once again, you're listening to The American Adversary, Sunday evening, 3-hour classic tour. Don't forget, we're just the start of great live radio here tonight. You've got another 3 hours from 8 to 11 with Mark Walters of Armed American Radio. So stay tuned for that. As soon as our show is over, you can catch him, and he'll take you till 11 o'clock. I'm Christopher Hart, along with General Lucas Paris. We're in the studio tonight with Pasquale Barba. And Pasquale, of course, is one of our sponsors, big sponsor of ours, been our longest sponsor. Shoot, 4.5 years you've been sponsoring this show. We wouldn't be here if it weren't for Pasquale Barba. And he would like to give you a $20 gift card to Cafe Positano. All you have to do is give us a call right now.
Listen, but who are the other sponsors to say thank you to other people who support you?
We got, of course, Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections, David Levitt of Refresh Computers. We got Jerry Shepard of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz, Jerry's MB Service. We got Mike Bass. Mike Bass is a financial advisor. And then we also have Mary Lee of Vacation Travel Planners. Scott of My Liberty Threads and the Roxys, Roxy wow. Pacifics.
Nice.
So we've got some great support. We could always use more sponsors. And 407-774-8255 is our number right now. If you'd like to be a sponsor of the show, you can just call the show and tell Jeff, and he'll take your number, and we'll contact you, and we'll set you up. And you can be a sponsor of the American Adversaries and be a part of what we do here. And if you want to be on the air like Pasquale, we can make arrangements for that, too. And
yeah, don't be shy to come here. Yeah. And if you don't talk, you're still going to slice a pizza.
Yeah, that's right. And don't be shy to call us right now. 407-774-8255 is the number. And you can get a $20 gift certificate to Cafe Positano. And, of course, 1 week from tomorrow, on the 16th, we'll be there with our pizza eating challenge. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Pasquale, we're going to start them off with 18-inch pizzas. Then they'll get a 10-inch pizza. And if they can eat all that, then we'll bring them a slice. You know, we'll bring it by the slice after that. But it's going to be a lot of fun. And we've got door prizes. As a matter of fact, one of our dear friends who's also a part of our show, part of the American Adversaries, Rachel Cohen, is going to provide a $50 gift certificate as a door prize, and we'll have some gift certificates from Cafe Positano. We got some other things for door prizes as well. And then, of course, the contest itself is going to be a lot of fun.
Wow.
So come on out. And then we're looking for ideas for another contest. After that, we've gotten a couple of good ones so far.
Mm-hmm.
We've gotten one where everybody eats the same thing and then has to tell the ingredients of it. Another one was
to blindfold
everyone and give them, you know, courses of dinner, and they have to, you know, say what everything that they got. But if you have an idea for a contest, we're looking for another one. So 407-774-8255 is the number, but that's not required to call tonight. Get a $20 gift card for Cafe Positano. So please do take advantage of that. And, of course, you know, the holiday season is coming up. And there's no better way to treat the family who's coming in town or friends or whatever than to take them out to a great restaurant. And I can think of no better restaurant to take them than Cafe Positano. And they have casual dining, fine dining, takeout service, even have catering service. You got a catering service over there. And what's that?
When we was talking, I'm sorry interrupting, but yeah. Before we was talking about when you are on a cruise or you go outside the country and you take the cell phone with you,
You
still can use the phone. Well, I told you before, 2 years ago when in Italy, and I took my phone and I did nothing with my phone. I did a couple of telephone calls, I went on YouTube, Facebook, I come back, was $1,600. So and I ask around, I ask a couple of people, how you do, don't pay too much money. Say, when you go in Italy or somewhere else, shut off number one data roam. How you read data roaming?
Data roaming. You turn off data roaming.
And then try when you go restaurant or a house, or anywhere you are, just try to pick up any internet. They give you the password,
Wi-Fi.
The Wi-Fi, and then you can text and make telephone call for the Wi-Fi, and it costs nothing, zero.
Because you're not using the phone lines, you're using Wi-Fi.
Yes.
All right. So you turn off your data roaming on your in your phone, and then you use Wi-Fi.
Yes.
To communicate. Now I don't know if you can do that actually on a ship, but you could probably do that in the ports of call.
Yes. So, but I think the ship they have Wi-Fi.
They probably do.
I don't know, but I
don't either.
But if you're in Mexico, if you are in Bahamas, and they have somewhere they have Wi-Fi, just they need to give you the password when you go in a restaurant or a bar, and you can make telephone call, or you can text, you can make video, whatever you want, it'd be fine.
Okay. All right. Another travel tip there from the American Adversaries Radio Show. Compliments of Pasquale Barba, international traveler.
Thank you for your help to do interpretation.
Okay. No problem. All right. 407-774-8255 is the number. If you want to give us a call, pick up that phone and do it right now. We're rapidly running out of time tonight. And once again, we hope that you're going to have a great Veterans Day week. Veterans Day is Wednesday, so please do commemorate that in the proper fashion and remember our veterans. Of course, we need to remember them every day of the year, but in particular on Veterans Day. All right, we're coming up on a hard break. We got a couple more callers on the line. If you callers will stay with us, we'll pick you up on the other side of the break. In the meantime, you are listening to the American Adversaries coming to you live on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer. And if you would like to be a member of the American Adversaries Army, all you have to do is join us by going to AmericanAdversariesRadio.com. Okay, welcome back to the show, folks. That's right, you got us until 8 o'clock. We're live, 407-774-8255 is the number. I'm Christopher Hart, and Pasquale Barba is in the studio with us right now. And we are up on the Periscope. General Lucas Paris has us up there, so you can check us out on YouTube. Once again, please tell them how to do that, General.
You are going to go to YouTube.com, and in the search bar, you're going to type in Adversaries TV, one word. You'll find our channel that way. Click on it. Newest videos will be at the top. We literally have now, what, 9 installments all in there? I'm working on number 10 right now.
That's just from tonight?
Just from tonight, yeah. Every segment's one part, four parts per segment, or four parts per show, so.
All right. In the meantime,
I said the telephone number for the show.
You go right ahead.
407-774-8255.
There you go. Give us a call at that number right now.
So what is the number?
407-774-8255 or 407-774-TALK. All right. Real quick, though, I want to make a couple of announcements. Coming up next, let's see, Saturday is going to be the 10th annual Fall Owl Fest. And that's going to be at the Avian Reconditioning Center in Apopka. And you can go to ARC, that's A-R-C, the number 4, raptors.org/owlfest to get more information. That's A-R-C, the number 4, raptors.org/owlfest to find out information on the 10th annual Fall Owl Fest at the Avian Reconditioning Center in Apopka. All right, so you can take advantage of that Saturday. Friday and Saturday, you can take advantage of the Sunshine GOP Summit. All of the, or at least I believe it's 13 of the Republican candidates are coming to town this Friday and Saturday, and they will be at the Rose and Shingle Creek. It is open to the public, but the you have to buy tickets, and they ain't particularly cheap. But if you want to go, go to am660theanswer.com. That's am660theanswer.com to get your tickets for next weekend's Florida GOP Summit. All right. In the meantime, let's go to Roger from Orlando. Roger, thank you for calling tonight.
Yeah. Hello. How you doing?
Excellent. Yourself, sir?
Great. First, let me say thank you to all the veterans out there. We appreciate everything they did.
Thank you for saying that.
Yes. Okay, I had maybe a definition for your word, dumbhead.
Okay.
It is dumbhead when you drop the H out.
You're very close. You're very close.
It changes the pronunciation like another word that I called in about. The H out changes pronunciation. So.
Okay, I like that.
Just something fun. I thought that's what you were all in it for.
So. That's what we're in it for, just a little fun tonight. Have you been to Cafe Positano?
Yeah, I have been one time.
You want to come back?
Sounds great.
Okay, then stand in line and we'll give you a nice gift certificate.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you, Roger. We appreciate you.
And call us back next week.
Okay. All right. Definitely, Roger. Appreciate you being out there.
Okay. Call back next week.
All right. Call us anytime.
Anytime. Okay, thank you.
All right. Say that phone number again like you just said it.
Okay. Il telefono di questa radio 407-774-8255.
Now, which language was that?
That was Italian.
Okay. Now, I've always wondered with people who speak multiple languages.
Just an example. You know when the 6 minutes it's over and then we go in a break and then we come back and you say, good evening, welcome to American Adversary. If I were to say in Italian, Buonasera, grazie che avete aspettato. Vi ringrazio che siamo sulla radio l'americano Adverserie. Grazie a tutti di aversi sentiti. È stato un piacere ascoltare. Chiamate dentro al nostro telefono che è 407-774-8255. È un piacere parlare con tutti. Arrivederci e ci sentiamo più tardi.
Don't change your dial, folks. You're not listening to an Italian radio station. That is our station with our Italian Pasquale Barber. That's cool. I love this. I love that language. But I got to ask you, what language do you think in? In other words, if you're speaking English, are you thinking in your mind in Italian or what?
Okay, let me... This is a question a lot of people, they ask me. At the beginning, when the first years I was here and you don't know the language, yes, you do. But during the years when you learn the language, and I understand English very good. When I speak, I think I speak okay, but it's my accent strong. Sometimes people, they don't understand me.
You do have a good
but
grasp of the language.
But I do understand everything. I can read, I can watch TV, and I understand everything. But when people speak to me, I don't think in Italian. Well, one time I was in a restaurant, there was some German, Italian, Spanish, and English, and I would speak with everyone without to think. Like, just an example, I talk to you and I was speaking English, and then the other guys was Italian, I speak Italian, German, I would speak German without to think.
You see, that fascinates me.
When you think, you make so many mistakes. At the beginning, yes, I was thinking, the first years.
Okay.
But not anymore.
So you can actually think down in multiple languages as well as speak.
It's come automatic. It's okay, like you're born with the language.
Yeah, that fascinates me, linguistics and things like that.
Hey, we forgot Christine online.
Well, we better go right there. Christine, thank you for calling.
Hi. I just want to let you know, good show again, and wanted to thank all our veterans for the excellent service to this country. And that's all I wanted to say.
Christina, that was very nice of you. You've been in Cafe Positano.
Yes, I have to Cafe Positano. I love the food, always love it.
Can I give you a gift certificate so you come back?
Oh, absolutely. Even if I would not get a gift certificate, I would come back.
No, but I want to give you one just in case if you don't need them. Now it's Christmas is coming, and if you want to give it to somebody else, you're welcome to do that.
That's fantastic.
And of course, you can use it on yourself, too.
Yes.
Well, I usually always try to share it with someone,
Christine, I want to thank you for all your support. You're a tremendous supporter of our show, and I really appreciate that.
And Christine, I'm sorry, Chris, interrupting you, but Christine, tell your friend to call in sometimes. Well, really, it's nice people. Yeah. They can talk about anything they want.
Well, it is going to be very hard, but he's going on the cruise with me, so I backed him really hard. So, yep, we're going, and it's too bad, Chris, you're not going.
I
was online calling in with Mark Twain's answer, but... Anyway, somebody got to it first, but that's okay.
Well, Christine, I appreciate that, and you would have been the winner, but somebody got it there first. But you're still a winner because you're going to get a $20 gift card from Cafe Positano, and you're going on a great cruise. And I've made sure that you guys are going to have good time on that cruise. But I'm going to call you about that personally tomorrow, if that's okay.
Although I am a little bit apprehensive about it, never been on one, and, I don't want to end up anywhere near the water.
So. Don't worry. You won't. You'll be in good hands, okay?
All right. Anyway, thank you so much, guys. Love you all, guys. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Christine.
So we go now
bye.
To
goodbye.
Arnold.
Arnold from...
Los Angeles on line one.
Arnold, thank you for calling.
This is Arnold from Los Angeles.
Arnold,
you were talking about dimwit, and all I can say, I got another quote.
What is that?
You can have the best military, the best educational system, the best healthcare in America. But you can't fix stupid.
I like that Arnold.
Arnold, but you speak with an accent. Where did it come from?
This is Arnold.
Oh, I know, but which accent?
Arnold.
It's Spanish or Italian or...
What are you talking about?
No, it's Austrian or something, isn't it? Right?
Yes.
Is it Germany?
Arnold.
Sprechen Sie Deutsch?
Sprechen Sie Deutsch?
Yeah.
Guten Nacht.
No, guten Nacht. Habe ich mich sehr gefreut, dich kennenzulernen.
Oh, very good. Your German is very good.
Sehr gut.
Hey, Arnold, we appreciate you calling.
Guten Tag.
Guten Abend.
Guten Abend.
All right, let's go next to JJ. JJ calling again from Orlando. JJ, thanks again.
Yeah, sorry, I had to hang up earlier.
That's okay. That's okay. Well, finish your thoughts.
Okay, well, I just wanted to say about Trump, I just hope that he's sincere. I think he is, but I'm just so concerned, like the whole reason he said about politics is like professional wrestling. Well, you know, he's gone to Hillary's wedding. They're chummy behind the scenes, la, 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 you know. And I'm just hoping that at the end, you know, when they're, you know, all these polls are predicting that up against Hillary, she wins. And I hope it's not going to be a situation again like with Romney where he doesn't pull, at the end, he does pull punches and he doesn't mention, like, well, you know, he shrinks back.
Right. I don't think you're going to get that from Trump. Trump is not going to shrink back. He'll fire back. He won't shrink back. And in terms of him giving money to the Clintons and Democrats and she coming to his wedding and stuff,
it's all politics. Like Ted Cruz, he seems more like he's got the integrity. He just seems to be a little more honest, or I can't quite put my
finger.
That's so schmoozy. Not so schmoozy. And that just concerns me. I feel like, what's his name? Hartsmore.
Let me just say this about Ted Cruz, and I do have a lot of admiration for Ted Cruz. But recent things have come to my attention that leave me a little bit disappointed in some of the people that he has around him. All right? I'm just going to leave it at that. But I am not overly impressed with some of the people that, at least in the local area, seem to be helping him out.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how he can micromanage that. I don't know. But,
well,
you know, it's a big thing.
I don't know enough to really say more than that, other than that my experience, let's just say all of them have their faults.
Right, they're all
okay. I'll just leave it at that for now. All right, but I am a little bit disappointed in some of the things, and it's not to do with Ted Cruz himself, but it has to do with people in his organization, shall we say?
Okay.
All right, but nonetheless, I understand your concerns about Trump. They are valid ones. He has yet to prove himself, but I think that he is in the process of doing that. And look, you know, when it comes to these guys, they're all a roll of the dice at the end of the day.
They all have their flaws.
Yeah, but one thing about Trump, there's unquestionably that he is bringing excitement, he's bringing attention that this race would not otherwise have, and at the end of the day,
I
believe that that is a good thing. Well, thank you, JJ.
Yeah.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
All right, bye. We'll be right back, folks.
Buonasera a tutti, mi chiamo Pasquale dell'American Adversarie e grazie che avete aspettato per questo momento. Vi passo a Chris. Chris, you on.
Thank you, Pasquale. What'd you say? Welcome back to the show, folks. That's right. You are listening to The American Adversaries. That is Pasquale Barba. I am Christopher Hart, along with Lucas Paris, General Lucas Paris. We're in the studio.
General.
And Jeff is on the bridge. Don't forget, Armed American Radio is coming up here in just a few minutes. And please don't forget, Wednesday is Veterans Day. I had intended to do some readings out of some books tonight, but with Pasquale here and all your great phone calls, what I'm going to do is we'll do the readings during the week. I'll do one each night, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. I had three readings set aside, so we'll do those Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday sort of as a lead up, and then, of course, on Veterans Day. And once again, want to thank you for being out there. You got a few minutes if you want to call. We got about 6 or 7 minutes to yet because we're going to finish the show tonight with another tune by Lloyd Marcus, once again from his great CD, God, Country, and Love. And you can buy that CD. You know, gift-giving season is coming up. You can get that CD at LloydMarcus.com, LloydMarcus.com. And tonight's cut's going to be We Are Americans. It's a great tune. We've played it before, and we'll play it again, but we'll end up the show with that tonight. So if you want to call, you better do it right now, 407-774-8255. And once again, the holiday season is coming up, but you don't need a holiday to make a reservation at Cafe Positano. Any day is a good day. But if you have a special occasion between, it could be just you and your loved one, or perhaps a party or a business event or gathering, you might want to think about taking them over to Cafe Positano. They've got a fine dining area, which they can set aside for a party or a group, and they do it all the time. And they even have catering, so if you want to do it somewhere else, they can cater the event for you. And, of course, they have fine dining, casual dining, takeout dining, full bar, entertainment on the weekends. And don't forget, Tuesday night is prime rib night. And once again, if you want prime rib on prime rib night, either come early or call them and make a reservation to make sure that they hold one of those. And, boy, they are big old hunks of meat, too, I tell you what. And
giovedì, venerdì e sabato già abbiamo la musica.
And what is that?
Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night we have live music.
Thursday, Friday, and Saturday is live entertainment. That's right. And speaking of live entertainment, we're going to be there livening up things a week from tomorrow for our pizza eating challenge. Of course, you're all invited. There is no cover charge, just what you eat and drink. And we'll have, of course, the challenge. We've got entertainment lined up for that night, too. We got some prizes to give away. So it's going to be a whole lot of fun. So please do come on out and join. And by the way, if you want to be a contestant, we got 8 or 9 of you lined up already, but we got room for another 1 or 2. So if you want to be a contestant, just call the show and we'll make arrangements for that. Matter of fact, that's how we got our winner the last time. It was a caller. And he won the contest. All right. Let's go back. Diane is calling us again. Diane, hey.
Hey.
Howdy. Howdy.
I am based in my Ted Cruz.
I'm not lamb-based in him, but I tell you what, let's just say that I'm sure people are looking out for his best interests, but they could do better by him. Let's just put it that way.
They're scared because he's got a serious chance.
Oh, he does, and I'm not taking anything away from that. You know, politics is a very complicated thing, and a lot of people try to get involved, and a lot of them are there to help you, and sometimes they do, and sometimes they don't. And some people are there to say they want to help you and don't want to help you. I don't think that's what's going on, but, I was just making an anecdotal observation is all.
I hear you, okay? And I want to thank Pasquale for being a great American.
Indeed.
Thank you, Diane. Thank you so much.
And Diane?
You are an awesome American. I wish most Americans were you.
Well, we say the same thing to you, young lady, because you are a veteran.
I am.
And we appreciate you.
And we appreciate you, and thank you so much.
Absolutely. You know, we owe our gratitude to you.
I love this country more than most people probably should say that I do, but...
I believe in this country. I give my Italian passport away, and I'm an American citizen.
You are an amazing American, Pasquale, and I love you for that.
Thank you.
All right. I want to give a testimony to the Roxys.
Go ahead.
My sister-in-law had a knee operation, and she's been spritzing. I gave them for my brother, the Roxy, and she's been doing it on her knees. And they couldn't believe it at her medical facility. And the nurse went in and said, "I can't believe this. How amazing she's healed." So the doctor and the nurse both took notice of Roxy.
Well, I hope they'll get themselves some. And by the way, if you can get me their address, I'll have the Roxy send them some.
I absolutely will.
They would be glad to do that. And thank you for
that. Well, I'm sure she did because she gave them their card. So
okay.
They're all freaking out. Well, how amazing it was.
Well, that's what we want to, that's what we like to hear. And of course, the medical professionals need to know about this stuff. So.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Diane.
Your sponsors, from Pasquale to Roxy's and Pick-A-Thing, are amazing.
They're great. I love them. Couldn't be doing this without them. I mean, I'm literally spent out. So without these sponsors, we wouldn't be doing the show. So,
well, I've used a lot of them, and I can't say enough for your sponsors.
Well, I tell you what, and that's really helps me out, is for you listeners to frequent our sponsors so that they know that you're listening. And God bless you. I appreciate you being out there.
Well, thank you so much, because it's very, very informative and helpful.
Right. You're welcome so much, Diane.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. Thank you so very, very much.
Love you guys.
Okay.
We love you too.
And by the way, Ted Cruz will be in town on Friday for a free event. It is the Orlando Rally for Ted Cruz, the Faith Assembly Church of God. It's at the intersection of 417 and Econ Lockahatchie Road from 2:30 to 4 Friday. It will be free, but you need to go to Eventbrite to get your ticket. That's Ted Cruz this Friday. Pasquale,
give
thanks.
Give him a hug for me.
Well, I can't. I won't be there. I'll be at the summit. But I will. I hope to see him at the summit. We're trying to get an interview with him at the summit. So hopefully, if I get near him, I'll do just that, and I'll tell him it's from you. Okay, Diane?
Tell Pasquale. He's the guy.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, Diane.
Thank you, Diane.
Love you guys.
Good night. And thank you, Pasquale. Appreciate you coming in. Appreciate you being a sponsor. Appreciate you being a friend. And appreciate you bringing in that great pizza.
We have four minutes left. We still have time for somebody else.
We can't, because we're going to close it out with this song right here. You'll have to join us again next week, folks. But don't forget, you can join us tomorrow night. Abe Katzman will be on the show, as well as John Barros. We're all Americans, folks, and we love it, and we love you. I want to thank you so much.
Sì, vi vogliamo bene a tutti, ve lo prometto.
Night, everybody. By God, a unique experiment which has survived against all odds, with courage and compassion and a grateful Americans, you and me. Stay strong, Americans, in your quest to restore liberty. It's up to you and me to bring us back where we should be. To the words of our fathers, penned in truth and dignity, faithful Americans. That's you and me. Though we fought a good fight, there is more to be done. We must all pledge our
nation under God. And it's time to repent from the things.
AM 660, The Answer, WORL, Altamont Springs, Orlando, a service.